Precious Rebbe and the Chaburim. The topic today, Mirtz Hashem, is going to be about Avodah in general and Avodah Psula more specifically. The question is, and I think it's going to try to touch on several sugis in Zvachim, specifically the one that maybe people are focusing on at the end of the first parak about Halacha Shlomo Regel, Halacha of the Zar, is Eshel attacking, is it fixable? And think about the beginning of the second parak and discuss some of the major hakiras about what makes something into avoda and what an avoda that's lacking, that's ineffective, what does that accomplish? Accomplishes almost nothing or accomplishes near effective hektish with minor psulim. Okay, so we'll discuss that as we go forward. And certain sugyas are going to try to go into more detail and certain sugyas I'm going just to reference. The beginning sugya is really, I'm just going to touch on what is avoda in the beginning, just to think about that question, and as maybe just as sort of either a little bit of a chazar of the 2 year ago chabura that Mordechai Shikman gave about this topic, or as for guys who are doing the sugyas in the first parak, shchita lav avoda, just to go over that briefly. I think I want to take away a few highlights from that sugya and walk away into the bigger question I want to think about of avoda psula. So, what does it mean? Thank you. Also, I want to mention the presence of my father for joining us. So, the sugya begins avoda, the first avoda that initiates the kiddush of every single korban, the shchita. And the Gemara says shchita lav avoda, and from there we sort of take the from the negative of what avoda isn't. We sort of try to figure out what avoda is. We reconstruct based on the Rishonim. So there are four approaches in the Rishonim on the pages between Rashi and Tosas. What does that mean? Shchita lav avoda. The first one is Rashi, that Rashi says that it's kosher bizarre, and based on questions of Tosas in several places, it appears that the better explanation Rashi is that Rashi presents it in our Masechta and Zvachim, not just the way it presents in Menachos, and the Tosas in Yuma says the same. It means ikasher b'kol psul. So the first explanation, shchita lav avoda, what makes an avoda? Avoda, according to Rashi, is very tied to Kohen. If I put this like line on the board, I'll definitely reference it. I'm not going to give perushim on every single word in detail, but if you had to break down all the ways to think about what makes many of the hakiras work in Zvachim are revolving around chilukim about the kedusha of a korban as an avoda happens by a gavra in a certain makom, and he's doing some sort of maisa. The maisa could be a dib or a machshava or something like that. The makom could be in the azara and the safon or the like. Chatzah is the korban or a mincha or something else, a nisach. A kli is a kli sharis or a kli chol or biyah, and the tachlis is going to impact also the kedusha if it's latar or lakadish, something like that. So that's just a very general thing. I'll try to plug in as we're going. Certain shitas are focused on more on one than the other, and when we finally go to the achronim, I think we're going to go to more definitional questions of what makes avoda than rishonim. For Rashi, he would focus on the gavra. Now, there might be just a pinpoint where he's saying, you can point to the gavra and say that if a person is not a kohen, it must not be an avoda. It doesn't necessarily mean that's his definition. You were trying to reconstruct what a general abstract definition would be of an avoda. That's the first point, Rashi. Then we have Tosos, two other definitions. One is the Rabbi Yaakov Mirlins, who says it's shlita, not an avoda, because you find midi'ita b'chulin, you find a similar contract of shlita by chulin, it does a similar purpose. That's matir something, and so you have a shlita by kachon, a shlita by chul, and therefore it's not going to be an avoda. That one, of all the pirushim, begs all the questions. Wait a bit, what about in the midbar when the chira, according to Rabbi Akiva, discussed all the way to the end of the Masechta, or it's also Masechta Chulin, that Nechira, Basar Nechira was Mutter Shchita, wasn't given to Klal Yisrael on Basar Taiva, on Basar Chulin, until Eretz Yisrael, or in the days of Adam Arishon, when Basar Taiva, Basar wasn't Mutter to B'nai people, there was no such thing as Shchita Chulin, yet there were Korbanos by Adam Arishon, and by Kayan, and Hevel, was Korbanos then different, it was thought of differently, that Shchita was Avoda. There are some Achronim who say yes, Ayin and Rav David and others, Rav El Yashub says in fact yes, and then the bigger pushback by the Briskers and others is no, perhaps not. We should think of this question of, and a certain Sefer Shvili O'Raisa I saw that discussed this topic at length, what makes an Avoda? He assumed very much that it doesn't change the definition of Avoda, it's rather a simen to the fact that Shchita is obviously doing something not quite as critical as every other Avoda, And that's seen by the fact that you find it somewhere else. So if I had to pinpoint where, what's the breakdown of shlita not being an avoda for the Rimi Orleans, I would assume it has a lot to do with the tachlis, and we'll get back to that. It doesn't have so much to do with the gav or the makom, so much to do with that. It really has a lot to do with the tachlis of what's being accomplished here, and we'll try to get back to that. And then the third one, just lumping Rashi together. So really, we'll do Rashi as one approach. That's kosher b'zar or b'kol psulim. The gav is not so important. Second thing is the tachlis. But shlita is not as critical and not the same tachlis as you have by every other avodas b'nim. And the third approach is Rabbeinu Shimshon, that the fact that the shochi, when he does shlita, doesn't happen in the same mokum as the korban, must be an indication of that shlita is not an avoda. It doesn't need to be in the sofon, like the makabel for kabbalah needs to be in the same mokum, or it doesn't need to be in the azara in other cells. Tosef asked the question, an open-ended question, what would be with Rabbi Shimon HaTimni, that the shochi does need to be in the same spot as the korban is, by a sofon, by kachikachim, or by azara, by Kachem Kalim. He says, maybe in fact it would be shlita as an avoda, but that's an open-ended question. What would the Rabbeinu Shimshon respond about that? It could be, in fact, that would be the case, according to that opinion. Or perhaps we could suggest that in theory, this opinion, Rabbeinu Shimshon, is also thinking about this question, just in terms of the specific definitions, what makes shlita not an avoda. This is a simon of the fact that it's not an avoda, but there might be some more general thing what defines something as an avoda, and that would be, if there's some other driving sibah that makes something not to be an avoda, this is rather a simon, maybe a shimon, a timni would find some other explanation to deal with. Those three approaches in mind, I now want to sort of flip the question. Instead of thinking about what makes like non-avoda, oh, sorry, I just wanted to mention, so we had Rashi was about the gavra, that the Kohen makes a non-avoda, we had the Rimi Orleans about the tachlis, and if we had to think about what the words the Rabbeinu Shimshon told us, is that it depends on a little bit the mokum of where this avoda is happening, since the mokum is not very critical by shlita, it must not be an avoda. By other places where the infusion of kedusha is happening, because the mokum is a very kedush mokum, so maybe the Malkum is going to make something in a vote. Yes. Very good. 1 second. I will definitely get back to that. Ellen Nathan's bringing a very important point. That Sheirus, we generally, when we discuss Avoda, we have a very similar word, okay, Sheirus, and we're going to distinguish specifically about that. Shlita is not going to be a shirus, but it might be an avoda. And with respect to shirus, when we discuss the shirus lefnei Hashem for omed nitla v'shalchas or b'makom where you're doing the shlita, it may not be necessary. You're not going to have the criteria that you have for shirus. That's definitely going to impact how we're going to think about this. Important chiluk. Thank you, Ellen Nelson. We'll get back to it. Okay. But just one that I'm not getting into every single detail in every single shita, and there are probably many kashas and answers that could be gotten to. There's three shitas. They focus on different parts of what makes on the equation of what's going to make something an avoda very globally. Then, in terms of the positive definition of what makes something an avoda, I want to bring up two approaches. One of them is it has very much to do with dealing with a maisa that's acted upon a chefsa of kedusha. It has to be done on something that has already kedusha sagov. Something that just has is chulin, and I'm being makdashit, or I'm carrying to the base of Migdash, or the light, or something that's rather like shirayim all the way at the very end of the process, something that I'm acting upon that's not kadosh in and of itself will not be an avoda. This is what the Merome Sadeh says, and I'll hopefully explain what this time, very busy timeline is all about, but the Merome Sadeh in source 8, I'm only going to be referencing sources, not as quite reading every single slide. 1 through 5, we're really discussing all the three Rishonim we discussed. 6 was the general definition of what makes something an avoda. For the base of Levi, shlita is not an avoda. It's mamish like a mitzvah, hefka mitzvah. Shlita writes is what we discussed before, that these, for certain Rishonim, these are rather simonim, indications, rather than the cause. And the Roman Sadi tries to give a definition. So he says he thinks what's driving something in our sugya of shlita and avoda is that there are two types of psulim. We're going to discuss, hopefully, for a chunk of our chabura, what is the effect of an psul avoda, of the zar, the oni and the tameh, the Tavli Yom, and so on and so forth, the 15 different psulim, many psulim that are discussed in the second parak. And he says the Meromi Sadi, you can break them up into two broad categories. One of them is psule zarus, and others are psule kedusha. You can call them psule tame and similar types of psulim. The first category of psule zar, we can include at least two others very easily, mechusar begadim, or miyusar begadim, and shalobar chusar dam reglan. They're treated very much like a zar. So there's the first category. Some might tiny small will get back. I'll mention now because I don't know if I'll get back to. There's the Yerushalmi and Yuma that's going to Nezer Kosh brings it. Small lav zarhu. That's how he understands the Gemara that a voda with a small with the wrong part of a person's body with the left hand like would be treated equivalent to a zar. It's not the miyuchad person or the activity that was to be the Obed Hashem in this makom, in this place, in this time, and therefore it's treated like a czar. Mitzvah Shabbat, a big essay, I want to make someone a czar. Even other Kohanim, Yom Kippur, and the like could also be called a czar. That's the first set of psulim. The second set of psulim are psula kedusha. That's the Tameh, Tavul Yom, the Onen, and the like. And those, says the Rambam Sadeh, we can make one nafkamina, one distinction. When it comes to Para Aduma, which does not have kedusha zaguf, in any way or form, according, maybe there's a Rashi, there might be a Rashi somewhere that says, there does sound like there's Kedusha Guf, but, and that's Machuz Rabbi Lezer Rabbanan, but Tosis in many places says Kedusha Bedek Abai, that's the Pashas Pahi. We quoted it, there are many indications in the Mishnayos to that effect. I'll get to other sources on that. Assuming that the Parah Aduma doesn't have full Kedusha status, so the Chafsa has been impaired, so therefore, we can only discuss as the Netziv, Psulim of Zarus, someone who doesn't belong over here, we can't talk about Psule Kedusha. Tameh and the like don't make any sense over there. They're not possible when it comes to the Parah. Okay, there will be Tameh for Tara problems that will cause Tavul Yom in and of itself is kosher. Onin will be kosher. But Yoshev could be kosher. However, when it comes to Tameh, it could just pass because it won't be Tar. It's a separate issue that's necessary and required when it comes to Paradum. However, when it comes to the bigger question of Avoda, it's not an issue that we're lacking, that they might require a Zahar. It might be a Psul Zahar, but there might not be any Psule Kedusha. It doesn't have real Kedusha. So, that's the Hakira of, that's the main opinion of the Merom. It has to be acting upon Mahu Avoda is a Maisa on a Chefsa Shal Kedusha. Okay? Now, in terms of which Kedusha, his Lashon is, has to be Kedusha Zaguf. Just in terms of the other Achronim from the Rakev, there's a Mishnah this time, and others, the Kachi Yeshua, Rebbe mentioned it from the Riskarav, and Soti Yadalit, and the Rochaim, and Parakit Chaim, Sulim Rukdashin. Many Achronim have these Lashonis, not like the Nesiv's most classic Lashon, but have Lashon of Kedusha's Korban. And it splits very, and I'll get back to this, and I'll reference this timeline, hopefully, at later. The following idea. When something before you're makdish at the behemoth is tam chulim. This is the regular behemoth that you're being going to be makdish, totally chulim. The minute that you're makdish with peh, it automatically takes kedushas aguf. And I don't say kedushas damim because the biggest nafkamina that is imposed is that you can't be poded. Menachas daf kuf, and that's the mission over there and other places, and mi'ilah daf yotes, it's impossible to be poded a tamim animal. What happens the minute it gets a mum? If this was the chart of the Kedusha was going up, we'll talk about it. When it gets a moment, it could be it just drops right down. It sort of loses that status of Kedusha Zaguf, goes back down to Kedusha Dhamma. Might be a machlokas, have to think about Tamuras and Balimum. I'm not going to get into fully. The second step is after Shchita gets a higher level of Kedusha, and my basis for saying that is, I'll show it soon, but the Gemara in Sota Daf Yadalid, Sakin Mekadish Lay, the Sakin is doing some sort of Kedusha. And the Bruce Grubb has the important point in that piece on Yadalit. It's true, even if you don't assume you need a klishari, it's the act of the Shechita that accomplishes this Kedusha, and that brings it now a higher level, Kedusha's Korban, a certain Kedusha that now is ready, fit to be put on the Mizbeach. However, there's something lacking in the sense that it has to be Mavur Chelek Gavoa. We have to detach and separate out the parts that are more for the Gavoa, that are going to be eaten, the parts that are going to be eaten by the Kohanim, and the parts that are going to be put on the Mizbeach itself. Well, lastly, after Zrika, the whole story is done. It's no longer Kaddish. It's called Hefshar LeKohanim Mi'ila Daf Beis, and then it doesn't have the same level of Kedusha. There's no more Mi'ila in the formal sense, because there's no Nasa Mitzvah, so it's all finished. There are certainly Dinim that are true with it, but doesn't have the highest level of Kedusha. Okay? We'll discuss. That's the basic timeline of every behema. We'll talk about certain things that go wrong when the czar is involved, or the animal dies, or gets a bal mum. We'll talk about them where this timeline breaks apart. And with a mincha, it's important to note not the same timeline is happening. Just for the most basic difference is as follows: that the minute you're makdish, it does not necessarily get the same kedusha as a goof. The Eben Ezel in Perek Dalv. So the Midrash makes a tremendous point about this. I have that in source 9. Big Arichos. His biggest proof is the fact that you could be Pode. And it's he says maybe it's a machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel in the Gemara Daf Kuf Aleph in Menachos, and he basically proves that's not really the Ikar Indian. Everybody agrees you could be Poded, even if it's Tamim. It's a din, either Derabana or din Deraisa, that prevents you, according to Rabbi Yochanan, from being Poded Mincha. But the Etzem, it's absolutely possible to be Poded a Mincha before it has any Kedushas Kli Sharis. That's because it's Tam Kedushas Damim. And then that brings us to the Sima B'Kli. The first Kli that the Mincha has put in gives it a certain high level of Kedushas Kedushas Guf. It can no longer be Nifta. And then we get to the Kemitza, the first of the Dalad Avodos, that could be Mephagel and the like, the first of the Dalad Avodos, that's going to give it a higher level, that's the second Kiddush, that's going to be making it a Kiddush's Korban. The last piece of the puzzle, really, with the Mincha is the Nesina of the Kli Sharis, the second of the Avodos, like Kibol Dam, the Gemara Yidal there, Sota says, is comparable, and we have it in Zvachim, Daf Yigimon, like, is comparable to the second of the Avodos, by Dam, that is going to make a chelik avoa the kamitza. Okay, I'll discuss this a little bit more. Any questions so far? Great. So, just a very big overview of these approaches. I want to say from the Rome Esau that the reason shchita is not an avoda is because it is dealing with something that doesn't have kedushas korban. You're acting upon a chefsa that's lacking kedushas. It can't fully be an avoda that way. As additionally, The kmitza is absolutely an avoda. You'll have to say, we'll have to discuss a little more, is more effective, you know, it's going to be a question, but is more effective because your hands, the avoda that's being done with the yad of the kohen is acting upon the kmitza itself, which is going to get kedushas korban immediately. Okay, yes, that needs a little more explanation, but that's the basic point of the Meron Mitzvah. The second approach I want to get to is the Kashi Yeshua, Devar Avram, and others, that says anything that's bringing to the tachlis, furthering the ultimate purpose of the korban, whether it's physically bringing it closer to the Mizbeach of the light, or is bringing around a halos of Kedusha, is called Navod. And Shlita is not going to do that. We're going to try to explain that a little bit better. And other things, we'll just go to the best Raya, the Devar Avram, who says this approach as well, is that Havlaka Lav Avod. Havlaka is not Navod in Chavdal and Yuma, the Ram takes that very seriously. I mean, even Lachachilah is going to prefer Zar to be Mavlik. And the Ravid has a second, but basically the point is, it's not a vote because it's Shall have it Olam Eilel. The Rav Chaim I brought here as well spells that out in 16 of the Dvar of Ram, 17 of the Rav Chaim. The Hanukkah is also a mitzvah, different than Hanukkah, but rather it, the Maisa just sets up the possibility for having a Halakha Mudlok and it stays lit on its own. That's the approach that I want to really put together, and I can add some Armakoma stuff, but that idea of the Kajay shows anything bringing around a chalos, that's anything that mekarev a korban letachlita. Okay? Just to give some examples, just nafkamin so you understand what in the world I'm talking about, that definitely is going to exclude havaka. If you want to extend it even to shchita, what you say is, shchita, you're right, is mekarish. I can't deny that. But what I mean is not an avodah, and that's not really bringing around new tachlis, a new chalos towards the tachlis. It's rather just being ikur, it's just being mevar chelik avod. It's just taking kedusha that was already latent and true inside the kedusha's haguf of the kedusha's peh, and it doesn't need to elevate anymore primarily. The ikur maisa is really just extracting kedusha that was already there. That's what the Evan Hazel says in terms of why you don't absolutely need a klisharis. He says because klisharis is either for doing sherus, and shchita is not sherus, as well as the fact it needs to be a kaddish. And shchita is not necessary either, because we already had kedushas peh. Unlike when we talk about, let's say, nesina b'kli sharis for a mincha, he says the gemara in sota daf yidal doesn't mean an absolute and ultimate comparison every sense of the way, because for the rishonim that it's not necessary to have a kli sharis, the gemara just means a comparison that you could have two steps of kedusha, but it wouldn't absolutely be necessary. But that basic point I'm taking from the Evan Ozel is that it could be, look at Shchita, it's not bringing around an absolute new chalos as much as it's really just Mavar, something that was already there. Okay, the nice shtiklach sources that add to this is the Meiri and Yuma Daf Lamites, that the Hagrola is not an avoda because the Klofim and the like don't have any Kedusha, the Yerushalmi that during the Meluim, the Shechina didn't come, even though Moshe Rabbeinu was Ke'ilu, he was a Kohen Gadol, we'll deal with that, or was he, or was he not a Kohen Gadol during those days, and he wore big Gadim, and there was many Korbanos brought, but yeah, the Shechina didn't come. And it was only brought by around by the Kohanim, and the Shem Yishmol discussed that first. There's a difference between Avodas Levi and Avodas Kohen, Avodas, and this he tries explaining why Aaron felt bad that he was left out of the Meluim. We're reading on these days of Hanukkah, he says, different than the Ramban, that the Nes of Hanukkah was his gift. Really, he says the Pshat was, says the Shem Yishmol, that the Avodas Kohanim is primarily Milmala Madra. We're not totally involved. They take a backseat. The Kohanim do the Avodah, and Havodah Nasim Eilam. To some degree, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shechina is implanting the Kedusha and everything. We'll talk about that for our main Chakira soon. As opposed to Avodas Levim is Ashir Bekol, and it's not B'chashai like Avodas Kohanim, it's rather, it's very public. It's Mishorim and the singers and the gatekeepers. That's the Avodas Levim, Milmata, Milmala, and Aaron wanted some Dimyon to sort of that. That's why I got the menorah. That's what the Shem Yishmol quotes from his father, Avnei Nezer, to explain what that's about. And I think that I could also explain what the idea is between the difference between the Avodah of Aaron and the Avodah of Moshe Rabbeinu, just in a very snippet idea. There are other points to the parts of this approach. The Grum, whatever. Okay, if something is not totally direct, like the fact that every single Shlita, the Dvar Brahma asked this, the Shilei Raita spells it out and said in Source No. 14. So just because some Avodah brings about Sorin Chalos in a very Grumadic way, very indirect, informal way that wasn't intended. It could be kocho in Hilchos Nezikin and Mice and everything else. It doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be an avodah. The fact that the shochet brings about that the dam should fall into a klisharis is actually not considered an avodah. Ayin, the Gemara in Yigimah on Beis, where it sounds like avodah actually doesn't have to anything to do with the Mice. It sounds like it depends on the result. I'll get back to that. That seems a tremendous kasha on the Shvili, right? I'll get back to it. I think there's an easy answer. Just let me say that in half a sentence, I think it's important. It sounds like the Gemara in Yigimel that it says maybe we can distinguish between when blood falls from a korban into a kli, from shchita to kamitza. Because kamitza, you're placing in the scene of kli char, is very different than shchita falls. And the Gemara says, no, they're the same thing. Because anyway, al korchay avodah chashuva, because lo sagi de lo yahib. This is a critical part of, this defines what our korban is about, this part of this, the process. So it sounds like it all depends on the definitions of what is critical of the process. It doesn't sound like if you do it actively or passively, that's so important. I will get back to that concept hopefully later. Other ideas, paraduma, this explains very nice, I believe, that paraduma, the tachlis, is not a full kapara. The rechaim, that's ke'en avos, to name the lashon of the Rambam. They do need rechatsi adayim rechaim. Menisha ma'aseh, ke'en avodah. The Log Shem Shem Tzorah, this also explains, I believe, there's a stipler who deals with the steers in Lashonis and different Gemaras, and Tosis has a sad. Maybe you can learn Lomim and Alomim to Shem Tzorah because it's like Chulin. What do you mean, Chulin? It's Hekdesh Kedush Aguv, and you do Zrikas with it, and you have Baal Taktirim and Ayin Vav, and you have Pigal and Me'ila and Adnam Gimel. How could this be? So the Kilos Yaakov does some explanation, and with further beer, I believe what he really means is that the Tachlis of the Shem Tzorah, it may have. He says for purposes of Chepsa, it has Kedusha, but Legabe Avoda, it doesn't have Kedusha. In my further, after, then he says, but he says it's against the Gemara, he says it's against the Tosfos on Ayin Vav, so he leaves the Pesachim. I think to answer up all the kashas, I think it's not a Chepsa Gavra thing as much as the full or tachlis of Asher Mitzorah is really to Matar, not to Mechavim. The same thing with Menchat Sota, Rashi over there, it says it's Levar Avunkat, Lav Avodahi. It's like, I would have thought it's as mincha as it's as kaddish as possible as any other. The mincha sota is a mincha. It's kaddish shei kaddishim. And yet he says lav avod. Why? Because it's not coming to mechaper. It's not coming for ritzui. Avoda versus sheirus that Elinatan brought up earlier. I brought here some of the sources in 25:26 that Elinatan pointed out to me earlier that it could be avoda has an entirely different role. It's not an avoda, but yet. And sorry, it is, according to Rabbi Gershom, it is an avoda, but it's not a shirus. The pullback is on shirus as opposed to avoda. Hopefully I will get to that a little bit. Just in one sentence, what that might mean is that avoda is defined by the overall experience of hakrava as a korban. There's a series of hakrava, masha'inkin, that's general avoda, that's hakrava, masha'inkin, shirus is like the meat and the potatoes. When you have a waiter serving you the actual food, and then there's the manager or someone else making sure the restaurant looks nice. That's the general avoda, as opposed to the shares and the more the meat and the potatoes. Avoda is not that definitional, because And one reason is, let's say we find it by chulin, just being matter of Yisurin, like the tachlis of Shechita, is rather just to take away Yisurin, not to impart Kedusha. Okay? Yeah. Hagia Yeshua is any time that you're bringing to the purpose of the korban, either by bringing around a chalos of some kedusha, or physically bringing closer to where it's going to be in nikra, that's an avoda. And let's an easy example of havlaka is not that, because you're just imparting a little bit, and then, so to speak, the candle does the rest of the job itself. That the Rambam, the Rav Chaim on the Rambam says the mitzvah is not to do the hadlaka, it's to have the hanacha of the menorah in the right spot, and it's mudlak me'elah. It doesn't matter if the Tzar does it, because yes, it could be his kedusha guf and it's a klisha race, but that's irrelevant to the fact that my mice is not the critical part.
It's not a question of practice.
Very much a lundish talik to say this. In every a lot of the things I would say, yeah, to answer all these questions, you're going to have to, some of the chilukim are more fine than others. But yes, to take this Kachi Yeshua approach, I wrote it up, and I think it does, it could answer all the questions. But yes, every chiluk, further chiluk to say this approach, makes it more complicated. Yes, I think it's sort of a backwards approach. It's not like if someone, the Chazal, were to write this, this is how they would do it. It's sort of like we're coming 2,000 years later, seeing every single Gemara and Rishon trying to like incorporate everything.
I have no problem with that. I just wanted to clarify.
Shechita, he doesn't say it's not an avoda because of this explanation. That was my application of his thing, and I was saying it based on something I saw in the Shvilei, right? I was saying it because, like, it's, yeah, that is my, the Iker is on my Maisa, it's great, the Iker is just a Biru Chilek avoda that was already there. That you see, I see in the Ibn Ezra and some of the, like, I could pull sources that say something like this. It's not as, the Rambam is not as extremely defined. I don't need to defend him in the sense that he said it. He said exactly what he thought it meant on Yadalim Abiz. Kachi Yeshua, he said something, and he says in Mamish in a few lines, he's not trying to answer all the kashas. I'm trying to answer this. Okay, Avodas Bama, I really love to spend time, but I don't really have much time on it. It's a big machlokas, Rishon and Achronim, how much of it is avoda, not avoda. I brought two rashes saying it's mamish kechol dami, or it is chulin, doesn't really have any kedusha. So I thought very much that it's not avoda's pnim whatsoever. There's no shaykh to avoda's pnim. You shouldn't be able to learn from there. And that's the kachir shulim alike. I brought the kliyakar that Shua had in his chavura, that also for a certain reason doesn't create reach nichach, the Mishnah says, and the like. So Bechlal has no shaychus, the tachlis is not for reach, has no shaychus to what avod is all about. There's no reason on samachanim abiz and the like that you can learn im alo yir de bithnim from Boma. It's kechol, says Rashi. That's why there's no shaychus to a regular avod. Okay? For that, I'm going to now put down the topic of avoda. If any other questions, I'll take them now, and then I want to really discuss not mahu avoda, is about the tachlis, or is it really about the chepsa, or if I really want to discuss about the psula, what's the impact of something that goes wrong, okay? Alright. So, the first person who really opened up this topic in a very, very clear fashion was the Mikdash David, a grandson, or I think maybe the great-grandson of the Rebbe Kiv Eiger, or David Rappaport, pre-Holocaust, also taught in Baranovich, and he said, he learned in the Kol that learned Kachar for a number of years, and he wrote this at the end of that time in Kol, a piece in Kachar. One little section was about this question about Psula in 36. So he says like this: Hine yesh lachkor. We can ask a question. When a puzzle does avoda, what does that mean? Itam mishum kiilu lo nasen avoda. It's like nothing happened. It's just like the wind blew. That the knife should hit the neck of the animal, or that the blood should fall into the cliff. It just like happened on its own, crazy miracle. Or the avoda psulim posela korban, it creates a negative chalos in the korban. In other words, in other times, we'll say this phrase kadosh li posel. It has kedusha, it's a gemara phrase in Rishonim and Achronim, but it has a kedusha, but that kedusha is intrinsically flawed. What's the biggest nafka mina says, the Kachi Yeshua? This is actually not his first, I switched around, but my first nafka mina, the first nafka mina you could ask is, perhaps could you fix an avoda that was done improperly? Okay? If it's like it didn't happen, command the lisa dummy, so it's pretty reasonable we should assume that it happened, it went wrong. Let me just take a step back, reverse that, fix it up, and just do it correctly this time. And if you think there's a chalos psul, then that should be impassable. He asks about one specific case about melicha, we'll maybe discuss at some point later, Mirtz Hashem, but this particular question has a tremendous raid in Rishonim and Gemaras, and that's what hopefully we'll spend a bulk of time on, analyzing Esher Latakin. And I'm well aware, and I did start making some chart about this type of topic, which avodas are more infected by psulim and which psulim affect which avodas more or less. The chart ended up with lots of wavy ridges and ended up not being so beautiful, so I didn't end up producing it. But I think the complication of all the different aspects of it hopefully will be brought out this year some sort of clear manner. That's the first nafkamina. Could you fix an avoda? And the second one that the Midrash Dava talks about is, do you need Ibur Sura? I put it all the way at the end because I'm not going to discuss it so much. Ibur Sura is that if you have something, the Gemara Pesachim says, if you have something that's totally intrinsically puzzle, kosh begufo, then you don't need to do it, then you burn it right away. As opposed to, if it's just a psul bayil, something that's extrinsic, so then you don't have to deal with it as seriously. You need lina, you'll have to wait, Ibur Sura, you have to wait till it becomes puzzle completely, like nozer, and then you'll do burning the next morning. So the question is, someone who, like a czar, comes and does a vote of psula, what would you say over there needs Ibur Sura, or you could do the strafer right away? I have one or two makoros that relate to this as we're going to go through this year, but it's not so easy to answer that question absolutely directly. The last one he brings is a nafkamina of kol shevi bekodesh pasul lo tisei atelot. So there's an isser, lo tisei to eat anything that was pasul but kodesh, but not something that didn't have any kedusha attached to it. So there's a avod of zar create kedusha, but it creates no kedusha. So then it shouldn't be psul bekodesh. It was not a psul with kodesh. Okay. Those are a few nafkaminas. So I drew them down as one efshel atakin, 7 ibur sura, 8 kol shevi bekodesh if there's a lo tisei. And the ones we tune we'll get to as follows. Okay, so the next section, here, starting from 37 and on, I just wanted to, just before I really dive into some of these nafkaminas, I wanted to think about, does it ever exist such a thing as avod de kamanda lisa? Right? If I had to just, from a Baal Vatra's question, just begin to think about the question, begin to take a step back. What makes something an avoda? And I think if there's a psul, does it create a chalos or not? I would thought, well, you've done something here. How can you possibly say you could rewind and reverse the process and say there's like nothing happened over here? Where do we find that? Does that make any sense to say, come on, delay the dummy? So I just wanted to bring examples where we find such examples, and then we'll analyze them more in depth. I brought a few examples over here. The first one is the curious sefer the Mabit on the Rambam when describing something that's a mafurish din in the Mishnah that Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, and Rashi brings on Tevlov, and in the Rambam it's pretty muskum, it seems pretty simple and straightforward, and it says that if you have a Kabbalah done by a Zar or someone who's puzzled, if there's more Dash of a Savar, you should have Choser via Kabbalah the Kosher, and he'll be Zorik. You get another Kosher coin to Makabal more blood that's still in the neck of the animal, fix it up, and take it from there, and everything is good to go. It says the Kiryas Sefer, how does that work? We just mess things up over here. How can you say, like, hold on to that thought? Just reverse it. He says, okay. She'en apsul avoda osish adam shirayim el harayu k'nishpach al aretz. The language he's using, k'nishpach al aretz, to me indicated that the avoda that was done by an apostle, at least in this avoda specifically, was like, come on, delay. It was totally ineffective, totally nothing happened. Okay? That's the first source I want just to share his approach on this. And that's one explanation. The next two sources, 30 through 9, really, I think, show entirely different piece to this puzzle. Yes.
Is this kind of, yeah. Nishmach al-Aretz is meaning before you do the Kabbalah or post-Kabbalah? Meaning, is it that it's inherently down this puzzle now because you missed the Kabbalah? Or is he saying that you just can't use it anymore because it went into the ground?
Right. So I thought he was explaining the line before, right? You Kabbalah, the Yolit, the Yisrael, that you can... you're allowed to do a new Kabbalah. Nizrika is because in Apostle Zishirayim, Nishmach HaAretz, the blood that you accepted, it's Nishmach HaAretz, Maybe that'll be possible, maybe not, but that's not his focus as much as the...
Right, stepping up, like you're saying, stepping up soul in the carbon.
Yes, that's really what it was.
What I'm wondering is if you represent something fancier, then there is a soul in the town.
In the town that I have, except...
In the town that I have, meaning, is it that it's simply to do anything, or is there, a soul in this town now?
Okay, so maybe it'll have into the Ruchaim, we'll see later. Yeah, maybe. I didn't think of that. But Im Kane, then that's a Gishmak. We'll see sources that say that later. 38-39 are sources from Eila, David, yes. Third Nath Kabina. Yes.
That means even if, let's say it's not, in terms of your timeline, there's still some Kedusha. Presumably that's possible because of why.
Yes, so. I don't know all the Gemaras about that, so yeah, at all. I know one Gemara in Hila that talks about it. I think it's also in Avodah Zarah. So yeah, I don't know, but if it were to be true of Zrika, I'm not sure it's true of Zrika. It's definitely true of Shlita. If it's true of Zrika, I can explain every single Avoda has, many of the Avodas, especially Zrika, have an absolute effect on the entire Korban, even if it's not touching it physically. And many of the aspects of the Kedusha have already been set in place, but it's still not complete until you've done the Zrika. And if you did Pigul in the Zrika, it would pass off the whole Korban, the Ivarim, and the Mum, and it would pass off everything, the blood, everything that's not touching and not affected directly, already has built-in Kedusha, could have just been, you know, cut short. And that, I believe, you could say even in Zrika for sure. Does that make sense? Right. Yes. So then it wouldn't be applicable to say kosher basul lo bekodesh should be lo kachmir also. I would say that it's like there'd be a different iser. There's iser on a, but if you didn't finish the process, and then be also to eat it anyway because of mi'ilo, there'd be other isurim in eating korbanos before the zrika by kachim kalim as well. But it's from a different pasuk, so it would if. His point is rather to say, if you think of it as you've created a psul because of this, then that's applicable to that din. And if you haven't created a psul, so then maybe there'll be other dinim, it depends on the situation. Maybe there'll be no other dinim if you do maybe another zrikun and you'll fix everything up. So this was mechusser, but let me go patch it up and then there'll be no is. Okay? That's what I believe he means over there. Maybe another day, Mir Tishim, someone will discuss that, not Kamina, another day more. Okay. 38-39, just in the beginning of the Masech Me'ilah, they bring in a very interesting phrase about the following question on many psulim, but one of them specifically, the first one in the Mishnah, it says, Kachi Kachim Sheshachah B'Darom Molimbo. That Kachi Kachim is supposed to be shechted in the Safon. If I messed that up, I got my directions confused, I went to the Darom, I did the Shechit over there, there still is Me'ilah. And the Gemara says, Pshita, of course, there'd be Me'ilah. What would you think? Just because you did something wrong, so it's going to make the Kedusha evaporate, says the Gemara, yeah, I would have actually thought so. Because Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Dvar Torah, Kachim Shemesu, Yazim Edeni, Ila Dvar Torah. They no longer keep a Kedusha. Because they're no longer Kachim Hashem, says Tosis, they're foolishly Ibud. You can't possibly have such a Kedusha built into them if they've been destroyed, they died. So how could you say a Shlita that was done incorrectly should leave over a vestige of Kedusha that should have me Ila Daraisa? Says the Gemara, don't worry, Shchitas Daron, have a mina, kamandachan kinadami, it's like I choked the animal to death and just died on its own, has no validity of any Shchita, Kamash Malon. It's like pregnant Kamash Malon leaves us thinking, is that Kamash Malon to tell us that, well, our Havimina was absolutely correct, that really, kamandachan kinadami, I did nothing here, I did an incorrect Shchita, it's like I choked it to death, and really nothing happened. Kamash Malon somehow, Me'ila remains, Me'ila is some sort of Xeris cause of it, it has a lot to do with the past, and nothing to do with the present to some degree. If it's particular Kedusha it's holding at now, Mila may be a holdover. Or no, the Kedusha might be saying the Kedusha is important, is still present. Now, the great thing in certain Masechtas and Kachim is the Gemara Mamish spells out the Lamdas. It tells you, if it would have stopped there after the Kedusha Lamdas, I would have a great Chakir. But the Gemara says what the Kedusha Lamdas means. Kedusha Lamdas, Kachim Shemezu, Lo Chazu Klal, if it died, it'd be... dead carcass with no kedusha built in. Darum, nay, didn't raya the kachim. Don't worry. It's good for kachem kala. So the question we'll ask now, and hopefully I'll get to later, is, well, that's nice. The guy who has a cancer patient, you want to give him penicillin? Okay, like you tried, but like, what help does that do? It's good by kachem kala, but we're not talking about kachem kala. We're talking about kachem. So this is the wrong prescription for this korban. How do we say, oh, don't worry, kamashalon, they're still in the eating? So obviously there's going to be lots of approaches to this. I'm not answering them now. I'm just saying this simple one idea is maybe you'll say over here, the kamashalon is that me'ila works a little bit differently, and really, be'etzem, there is no kedusha. It's kamad nechan kinan, but me'ila works because of, to some degree, the past, as long as you can find some sort of explanation how you can explain how it has Kedusha, we find Peyotebo, some other korban, some other area would have some sort of vestige of Kedusha, but it's not because of Maisa created that Kedusha. Maisa didn't create nothing. It was a waste of time what I did. It was a Kaman Chankina, I strangled it, I shocked it to death, but yet, okay, we can have a holdover Kedusha. Okay. That's what I want to say in that Gemara. Yes, we'll get back to that Gemara in the Rishon HaMachron soon. And I want to say, even though there was a Kamash Malan, it doesn't mean the Havimina was totally dead. You see echoes of it in many other places. For example, on the next Amud, Rab and Rav Yosef argue about this particular korban that was Shechta B'Darim, Kachikachim, Shechta B'Darim, if it's Alu, if it should be Yarid or not. And Rabba takes the approach, which is later challenged, but Rabba's approach is that it's, according even to Rabbi Shimon, who's the most makal approach in Alu Yerdu, we'll get back to Alu Yerdu, but even though he has a makel approach, he still will agree yared because kamad hakinan damid. Everybody knows this was a worthless shechita. So Rabbi reiterates that point, and in fact, some achronim even say the Amud Aleph when the Gemara said kamad hakinan damid kamash malan, it's not kamad hakinan damid, is not ke Rabbi. The Gemara there was written by Rav Yosef. Okay. I'd rather not say that approach. And I'd rather say, because the Gemara doesn't make any indication of that. Yes, it's true that the Gemara will end up upshlugging Rabbah, but it's hard, it's not Pashat at all to say, in the entire Amud that the Gemara was dealing with the Svara, and it would say a Svara that the Gemara would entertain Rabbah's idea in complete contradiction to the Amud before, and the Rishon wouldn't point that out. So I'd rather say the Svara of Kamad Chandinam is still alive and well in certain times and places. Okay, and Tosas there talks about it a little more, and Tosas in Samachet in Zvachim brings it up as well. Okay, I'll get back to more details later. Okay, that's another example of this. The third one is in Source 40, that if you have a Zar do Kemitza, says the Rambam, incredible Lashon, it is Yorid, it's not Amalo Yer, it's not Lo Yer, you don't, can't pick Yevid. Say, I brought it up to the Mizbeach, leave it there anyway. The Mizbeach Mekadosh Roilo, the Mishnah later on Pei Gimel, and Kol Negev Mizbeach Yikdosh, because it's like I did nothing, says the Rambam. Kilo Lo Nekadosh Klal. Rashi and Tosafot on the Daf Samotet might have different explanation what the Gemara means, that by Bama, there's no Klisharis, but the Rambam and Evan Ozel spills it out. Kilo Lo Nekadosh means my commuter here is pretty shach. It's like I didn't finish the job without a kiddush kli. Okay, just to add on to that, that a kmitza is one of the dalat avodos even without kmitza is a dalat avodos even without nesin of a kli sharis. It's true, but just to reference back to a different chabura, Moshe Abrams chabura on Yuma chavtes, he had rias to this, and maybe we'll mention them at some other point, that the avoda of kmitza is incomplete without the second avoda. That's the lock and key. They go together, and there are rise for that. As opposed to shechita is absolute avoda in and of itself. So that's how you could say this Rambam. But he seems to say that you can have such a thing as an avoda that pretty much was ineffective. And then we get to 41 through 43, where just a fascinating back and forth in the Rishonim about certain case. I'm not going to get into this at length. I just want to mention it and. It'll reference one thing that we'll get to at the end, which is, could you learn avodos that are ma'akiv, avodos that are critical and definitional, from avodos that are not ma'akiv? I would have thought, no. For example, the Tosa on the Daf Beis brings from the Gemara and Tess and others, that we want to learn Shalol Lishma by a pasuk of Haktar by Asham. The Gemara says, you can't do that. You can't learn Vehu Shalol Hiktirim, or Klal is going to be Olu. anyway if you forgot the whole thing. So there's no relevance to an avoda that's critical and definitional. However, in other places we find that the Gemara will do such a thing, and it bothers the Balei Tosis. For example, Malika in the wrong spot by an Ola's Oaf sounds like in the Mishnah's Pasul, and yet the source for it is from Haktara. Haktara Seimurim. And the Balei Tosis say in Zachon they had this several times, they don't have an answer. Why can we learn Malika that will Pasul? But the Evid, a Ma'akiv piece of the puzzle, really, that's not Ma'akiv. How are you able to do that? So they don't have an answer here. And Kinim, Tosa there, has an answer. And the Shita Megabetzin in Zachon Samachay also says the same thing from the Riva. That the way to think about this Limud is that when you do a Haktara incorrectly, it's like you didn't know Haktara at all. And then if you were to translate that equivalence over to something that is Ma'akiv, it's like you didn't do it at all. Well, if I didn't do it at all, Mamela, the Ma'akiv thing that I didn't do at all, comes out that it's possible. That's the way the Taras Kush spells it out more on Samach Dalit, and that is definitely an approach in some of the Balei Tosis. That, to me, and their limit in that particular instance, was saying Malika in the wrong spot, but also is Kamilu, it wasn't done at all, as we would find by Haktar. It only would mess something up as though it was totally lacking. Tosus Yantiv doesn't like it, and he gives a different explanation. It works in the Teresh Shnayas, it doesn't work in the Yad. Okay? The last, not the minute before I actually dive into these, is just, I'm sure if I sat down, I could have thought of many others, and speaking once with Gabe Rose about this, there probably are numerous Nakaminas of what is a vote of Psula being a vote of what is it relevant for. One other is just to throw it out, make it very clear and easy for people, is Milchus Avram says a katan. A katan's a vote is not in the list of Mishnah. Why is it not in the list of Mishnah to have other days? The answer is it's just not a vote at all. The avoda of a katan doesn't have any chalos avoda. It's not like a chalos psul, a negatively affected avoda, but rather it's like command of lezadam. Okay? There is a shita that might indicate a similar approach on that topic. Good. Okay, just to summarize that piece of it, just to summarize what we went through sources that indicated Kamanda Lesa. For example, to me, the clearest was the Mabit in the Kiryat Sefer, who said it's Kanishvala Aretz, and then we had Rambam, and we dealt with where he said the Kamitza, when it wasn't a Kash and the Kli, it was, that's why it wasn't effective, and it'd be Yardu. We had the sources of Me'ilah, Kamanda Chakina, was choked to death, and we had this discussion about Kinim, how do we learn from something that's not Ma'akib, okay? We'll come back to the Mirsha Shem. However, even though I could bring a few sources, a handful of sources that show Kamanda Chantin and Dami, the Kachay Yeshua and others bring, I think, an overwhelming mountain of sources that may indicate a little different. Not that I can't explain otherwise, I think we'll try to, but the overwhelming amount of sources show, I think, there's absolutely a effect of every single avoda, psula, and it will have a chalos in one way or the other. And you'll see the ramifications of it, and echoes of it, and vibrations as we go through the Masechta. But says the Kachay Yeshua, he doesn't believe the Mikdash Tavi could have asked this question. He says he explains the Mikdash Tavi means a different Hakira, and which is, does it mean to Mecha, and we might discuss it. When we say avoda psula, is it a psul in the Chapsa, a psul in the Maisa? A psul in the Chapsa, a psul in the Maisa? Okay. Bottom line, I'm going to assume the most basic explanation of the Mikdash David. That is a valid Chakira anyway. We can have a three-part Chakira. But he's very impassioned in a several-page piece that it doesn't make sense to say a voted Psul the Kamanda Lesa Dami at all. And we'll discuss some of the proofs as we go forward. The first one is not just from him being Kolon as many as I could. The ancestor of the Mikdash David. He asked the famous question. Rabbi Kiv Eger, beginning of the second parak, he asked the famous question that's asked by others in other places. And hopefully this brings us back to the first parak, to be a little chazar or whatever. Why don't we say that anytime someone does something that's usher to do, that the avodah automatically becomes like it's a waste of time, as though it's possible in and of itself, because According to Rava and Daftal and Tamura, Yavi Lomahani, in source 45, Rabbi Kivayger spells out that maybe you shouldn't need a pasuk to show that the avodas are machalel, as like the Gemara Tevav Mabez, doing with Zar. Another psulim over there, and the Gemara Tev Zayin Mabez, spells out more with some Sarishava. It seems like the Gemara is not just trying to show that it's usur. That's not the point of the Gemara. The Gemara is rather showing that there is a psul and certain indications of chilul happening. Says, okay, why do you need that? And he says, why don't we just say, Iyadin al-Mahani, what's the point of this? That if you do something against what the Torah says, the prescription for Avoda, obviously it's ineffective. So his answer is, his first of the two answers is, it will be a nafkamina, le'inya halacha bazar, that according to the opinion, that halacha bazar is efshel atakin. We're going to soon get to this, that sometimes, according to certain opinions, certain examples we mentioned before, a Mishnah on Lamed Beis is possible to reverse Kabbalah. So there's an opinion you can reverse Halacha as well. Okay, if you can reverse Halacha, says Rabbi Kivayger, well, don't you see there, it would be relevant, it would be important to discuss this question, whether or not it'd be Iyad al-Mahani, that if I just went against the Torah, it was ineffective, or rather you'd say, no, that was a Chalos, a Psul, Mechalel, that's why I have a Pasuk to show me there's the Zar and all the other Psulim are absolutely Mechalel Avoda. So he says, that's the Nafkamina. If you would have said that it would just be not a Chalos, say Yesh Tekana Lachzor L'Holif, but if that would be, if it would be Yavid L'Mahani, it would just Ke'ilu Lo Asa, say Yesh Tekana, however, if it's Bisad Asmuto Mechalel, ain't Takana, there's no way out of this, we're stuck. It's built in and intrinsic to. That's the first Nafkamina Rabbi Kivayger is giving to answer this question. What is the point of Psukim in the beginning of the second paragraph for many of the Psulim or Sari Shavas and Drashas? If anyway, you could have just said, Yavid Lamahani. Clear? Alright, Yavid Lamahani is to tell you it would inoculate and throw out this Avoda and nullify it. Pasa comes and takes it up one step and says, let's make it Mechulam. I saw some idea just like this in the Ma'ariv in Kedushin discussing why do we need so many drushes by Benos Kohanim that they're puzzle. A similar approach that from one drusha it would just tell me it's a Azhara, a second Inyan, second Pasuk, show it's Ma'amish Mechulam. 200 years before Kiger, a similar idea, but he's coming from this perspective that avoda of a puzzle, and for this moment we'll just say Nasha might be similar to Zar. For this point, it may not be much very different, but in the Rambam, there's a big discussion about that the Nashim are Kizar, but if it is, beautiful, it's Mamzal Kiger. If not, it's okay, it's another question. But bottom line, by another puzzle, 200 years before Kiger, the same explanation is given that one drush enough to cancel, two drushes enough to make it Muslim. Okay, would it be fun if we just gave a Hakira and lots of proofs, an overwhelming mountain of rayas to say there are all the nafkamina that it's true that there is a vote of psula, but it definitely is a vote of sarim chalos if there was no one who argued, if there was no counter evidence. So, Rav Shach, Ne'evi Yezri, has some questions on Rav Kiger. And his Tama, he doesn't understand how Rav Kiger could have said this, because, look, Rav Kiger's first answer does bring a nafkamina, according to some opinions, in certain avodas. It's true that halacha bazar, according to the way we paskin, according to one amora, it's true, it's makulal, and you can't fix it. Okay? It's true. But what about the opinion that you could fix it? What about Kabbalah? Everybody agrees it's a mission that you could fix it. So why don't we say over there, it's makulal? Meaning, in other words, if you're going to assume this as like a general hakira, and there's no reason you shouldn't, if you could say it by halacha, let's go ahead and say it by all avodas. And it's not fully true to say that by all avodas, because there are many instances, and we'll hopefully discuss them within each and every avoda, when we say Efshar L'Takin and when we don't. But says Rav Shach, we do know that there are Efshar L'Takin avodas, so how can you possibly say that that's the point of the pasuk, is teach Mechulo? Is teach Mechulo only Legabe and Afkamina of one opinion, Legabe and Halacha? Maybe. But that would be a question on Rabbi Kivayger, say that was all he meant, and that would be the only nafkamina within one opinion, within one avoda. Besides that question, he has another question, which is coming from other things where they're usur l'chachilo, You're not supposed to do the korban this way, and yet they're not a chal avodah. For example, the whole first parak we had discussed at great length the idea of shlo lishma. By most korbanos, besides chatas and pesach, the first mishnah tells us kachin that are shachtu shlo lishma, they're kshirim v'lo alul ba'amishim chov, but they're kosher. How can they possibly be kosher? Yavu l'mahani, says Rosh Hashanah. If you learn like Rav Kager, well, according to Rava, we should throw out this korban and say it's totally possible. Rather, and he brings two other examples, Puri Rosh and Shtuya Yayin, who are also possible to avoda, and yet they are not Mechal avoda. They do avoda b'diavad, it's kosher. Says Rosh Hashanah, Yevel Mahani. We have Yevel Mahani, Pasuk. All together, package it up, we got Mechulol avoda, destroyed avoda. And I, that's not the din. You see, okay, here's wrong, Sarachi and Gadol. That's Rosh Hashanah's argument. Okay? I wanted to discuss some of the other answers to Rabbi Kiger's question before I get back to the Nafka Minas. Okay? Are there any thoughts though on the one of the rabbis of Shachra was Lishol Lishma? So I thought a very obvious answer, he could have answered Rav Shach's question. He says, I don't understand. We know there's a pasuk that Shol Lishma is wrong. From all the psukim, it's a problem. Even it's certainly a lechachila problem, asur by shlamim by every single korban. And yeah, we don't go ahead and say there's a pasuk plus yevul hamini and torpedo the entire korban. Says Rosh Hashanah, that's a problem. So what could you have said? I thought an easy, simple, very, very obvious thing is we have psukim to save the korban. Wait a minute, we have Mosvah Techa Tishmor, and it says if you did like your neder, it should be like a neder. If not, it should be like an adava. Bezum a bez. That's what I would have thought. And Aviam Chavur.
I'm just saying, going back to the first Chavur, it is, assuming it is a psul, it's a psul, agape, ritzu.
Okay, so in other words, the answer is Einachanami, that in fact it had created a chilul in certain respects.
Yeah, it's psul agave, legabe, the ritzu, it's his kasher.
So that's a harvacha l'shita. Yes, that would be an explanation as well. The pasuk answer may not satisfy Rosh Hashanah, as we'll see later, just because every avid lomahani, or many avid lomahanis, the Gemara in Tamura try to say, oh, this will be an affirmation of Bayan Rava for two or three days the Gemara discusses. And for 95% of them, the Gemara says, don't worry, Shani Hassan, we have a pasuk, the tournament of all Yafel Bichal and the like. The Gemara says, don't worry, this is different. So maybe you'll say, and we'll discuss, you know, I'll just mention it here, the Ayel HaShachar, having the coming source by 68, he says, you have to be careful. Not every pasuk solves every Yavel Mahani. Yavel Mahani is another way of saying, if something is extremely explicit in the Torah, that this is something you're not supposed to do, Yavel Mahani might be a story to come and say that you're not that it can't be possible that there shouldn't be a chalos like this. The Torah is ushering and making this chalos impossible. However, when it's in line with that svara, it's a sort of an isser that's either study or tangential to the chalos. Then in the chanami, we could discuss. Shani Hazam a pasuk could tell me Yavalim Hani is a svara. It's a correct svara. There was an isser here, but there's some sort of chalos. Okay. Now, if you really think that solution was absolute torpedo to the korban. So just saying there's a possibility wouldn't sufficiently answer the question according to Rav. Okay, yes. Or the question? Fine. So I'm not in the whole sugya of Yilal Hani, but Ayin Shom, if you wanted in 64 with the Ayel HaShachar's Chiluk over there, we'll maybe mention a little later. Just other quick ideas, and then I really want to dive into some of the big Naf Kaminas. Just to me, this is some of the most fun ideas in Yilal Lamahani. There is an approach that Sir Nachman bring, and this is Nesivos and Rikveger and Achuva. When do we apply Yevul HaMahani? It's only when, by taking away the Chalosh, you've removed the Isser, that's when we say Yevul HaMahani. Otherwise, not. It could be by Avuda that was possible, you wouldn't say Yevul HaMahani, perhaps, because in some respect or other, I've still done an Isser by doing an Avuda, for Kachem in a possible way. One example of this is that when I do Shalosh Shema, the Rambam says it's mafsi kachim like matal mum b'kachim. well, I did that anyway, whether or not I have a chalos of a kashuf korban. So you could have said, yavel lohani, there is irrelevant. Okay? That's just a piece to that. I'm not sure it will explain for every avoda. I'm not sure it will. But it is brought by Achronim to explain this idea. There was an approach I really loved, besides any other answer on this topic, yavel lohani, from many briskers. I found it very mechudish because it seems to be against the other approaches in Rishonim. Once I started seeing it again and again from Achronim, three Achronim, I thought, Shulah, Shalom, Harry, you know, take probably there is some weight to this. I'm skipping right now sources 50 to 55. Maybe mention them, but just the basic point they're discussing is, do we ever say by Kodshim ideas of Yavlo Mahani because you need Shalom because of Akiv, the Raya is Lakan of Lakan, great base Alevi. Anyway, though, in 58, Rav Michal Feinstein says, maybe there's a difference in Avila Mahani. We're talking about Truma, we're talking about Tumura, we're talking about Kiddushin, things that you're not supposed to do because there's a Maisa, defined Maisa Alpi Das, and there's a Chalos. And whenever we say Alahanu, we say, hey, you can't have Das like that. The Torah doesn't want you to have Das like that. That's invalid Das. So then your Maisa doesn't count to some degree. What we mean is that it's going to uproot your Chalos. Okay. What if we say your Maisa doesn't create the Chalos? Your Maisa is a Maisa in and of itself. The Maisa is just needs to be Maisa, and the Chalos will happen to me. In that scenario, it's not even if you did something against the Torah, it could be, hey, we'll say, Yavla Mahani is irrelevant. Yes, I did something against the Torah. I did a Maisa that was wrong. It did not be wrong. But that's not going to affect the Chalos. The Chalos wasn't mine anyway. There was no effect to what I did in the ramifications. It doesn't have any imprint in the world. The easiest place to start with this, before we get to Kachim, and this I feel very strongly works, is the Zecher Yitzchak has this, and that I did quote 55 and other places, by Shchitas Chulin, that there's not tremendous chalos that we're trying to accomplish. We're trying to move Isurim. So for there to talk about saying Yevel Mahani is extremely easy. There's a Barashal that we don't say Kavana Lobai on Lamed Aleph. The Maisa there is a Maisa in and of itself. The chalos is completely separate. The mitzvah is just to do the mitzvah. It's a mitzvah or it's a matzah or whatever. It's a mitzvah-oriented thing. So even the mahani could remove all the das I want, but as long as it's a kosher, a shlita, omid al-gabuv sort of could have worked even for a katan or for a goy, that's not omid of a desire. It clearly is not a chalos dependent result-oriented action. It's purely just a mitzvah, matzah thing. So even the mahani is irrelevant. What about kachin? Yeah.
So I don't want to steal, but I'm quoting Johnny, but he hasn't quoted his one. As if you haven't done it at all. So the question is, one of the things that the Rosh Hashanah said in the report is that the chosur of the sacking, you have to be, right? You mentioned some of those kashas. So could you hear you're saying that this maisa, when you say you have the mahani, it's not that, it's what he's saying is that it's managed if you didn't do the action at all, not that it simply doesn't work or that it's different in nature than the soul. Kiddush if it didn't happen at all. And we saw some Achronim to apply Yavla Mahani, even the Shkita's Kum, meaning the Kiddush Yavla Mahani is that even a Maisa is still uprooted. And that could be Rukin Eger Shem
I am asking 100%, and the Achronim, I'm sort of pulling from a minority of Achronim in this sense. In terms of Shchita Chulin, the Rishonim and Achronim do ask that by Shchita B'Shabbos, the Gemara with Shchita B'Shabbos and Shchita and Yom Kippur and Shchita on places where it's Aser, to do a shchita, has that effect? Why don't we say Yavel Mahani? And they don't say this answer, the Zechariah, I guess. I think it's a great, and they give other answers to the Yavel Mahani problem. But yes, I think that mere fact indicates that saying even something as simple as shchita, which is probably the most matir of all, is the most pushy place to say it, is not most common. Yeah, Rick Yeager in that piece probably wouldn't accept this.
Why is
I don't think he is. I'm sorry, I didn't explain it perfectly, but Rick Yeager there is saying that when I have like Truma, Torah, Ra'al, Yafa, if the Chalos is causing that I've done an Aveira, so then by uprooting my Chalos, so to speak, I've undone the Aveira. I've done the Aveira. I need a Kaf, I did an absolute Aveira. But Hashem's going to say about that, anytime there's a very strong connection between your chalos and avira, then we have to take it away. Then yavel mahani. However, when there is not a full connection between the two, not because if by removing the chalos, I remove the avera, but by removing the chalos, I wouldn't remove the avera, so then I wouldn't say ever mahani. That's not saying that there's no chalos. The brisket chalos is
fine. Same thing, no?
I don't think so. I think there's going to be. I don't have any great nachaminas and examples. The brisker chalak here is from the Zachron, I think, that the chalos is not mine. And if the chalos is not mine, so then I've done an avir, and you can't talk about Yad Lomahani because the chalos is done on its own. I don't think you could prove that Rav Kader and the Tshuva would have to agree with this, because the whole miracle. Fine. Maybe there's an assumption being made by Kachim. Okay, maybe somewhat globally they're structurally very, very similar, but the application of Kachim, I think, is questionable at the bare minimum. Every time there's a Maisa done by Avoda that's creating some Maisa on a Chepsa with the Tachlis, I would have thought that it is a Chalosa because of my Maisa. And therefore, their application of this, globally, structurally, they're saying something that's very reasonable, logical, that a Maisa leads to a Chalosa. If there's a disconnect and the Chalosa is not yours, so then Enoch HaNavi was able to have. I understand that. But who said that Kachim is that? I'm not qualified to really talk about it, Avi Lomahani. Okay, any questions?
Just a comment, and that is unproven, it's not so simple either.
Okay.
Meaning the matter part of Shechita is probably not the same as saying, and this goes back to what Jonah was talking about, a big, big topic. Is certainly if you think that Shechita comes in the world of Kachim, and even if you don't, there's a lot of evidence that the matir part isn't just the fact that you did a physical Shechita. In addition to, so even if the fact that you need Koach Gavra and that you might be a chalos of some sort of kabana and certain other sukkahs as well, especially in the Rambam, does indicate that there's a matir part that is like a legal overlay of the physical act. Anytime you go beyond the physical act, then you have lachani. That's what they mean by chalos.
Right. I would.
The Torah can say that we don't, the legal part doesn't kick in. It's harder to say that you didn't do the action if that's all you care about. In other words, if you say about shechita that it's not the same as we did a shechita, it's like food and vegetables.
So there's not just overtones. There is, especially if you learn from Kachim, a very strong relation. There's certainly a chalos in certain aspects, and the chalos doesn't necessarily have to mean for other legal dinim as much as you've accomplished a big thing here. And it's
so again, it isn't all.
It still might be relevant. So
we in the hierarchy, together with Kachim and so on. It's not, but it isn't so.
I'm merely bringing that there are a firm that will discuss it, but some will discuss saying that will. Throw out of Lomahani by Shechita Chulin, and even that's questionable because it does have overlays of some chalos and certain bits of the components beyond the Maisa. And then taking it a step further to Kachim and saying, oh, Lomahani totally doesn't try it, is a whole another step of Chiddush. If you're saying a load of psula means sometimes it's consciously possible, has certain dual aspects of what I'm doing here, so then it could be we could discuss the other Lomahani in a way it's on the section of it. I think I like that, and I think it makes a lot of sense for sure. I was thinking of one source that Ramesh said that, and then it just skipped my mind. But yes, I think that makes a lot of sense. Who says this besides Ramechel? Different formulations of lots of Achronit, Ramashul and David. The Rav Steinman, Ariel Sashachar, the Mechaz Ram, in a very short and summary version, that as long as you think about Kachim as I've done a Maisa and then just HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes over and throws in the Chalos, well then it's easy to say there's no Avi Lomahani. The Zichri Yitzchak doesn't like this. He says it at length by Shchitas Chulin. He's not willing to say it by Kodshim, and he brings Rayas, which indicate that the das of the Maisa, of das that's involved with the person who's doing the Maisa on the Korban, is creating the Chalos. And without that das, the Chalos will fall short. And one of them, the fanciest one is a Yerushalmi, then when they're talking about, if you had hefker, if you were to use a hafaris, a habal, to uproot the nazirus of his wife, and that could potentially also uproot the kedusha of all the korbanos, it works up even after hakdasha up until shchita. And the Gemara uses a phrase over there that in nazir legavoa ela b'shchita. That's Yerushalmi in nazir. And the korban eda says lo nikra l'shem gavoa ad shchita. So He's probably in the Siv camp, this Korban Eda, but that we can't talk about a Kedusha that's real to be called Gavoa until Shechita. Post Shechita, it's Kedusha's Korban. That's a something already. Then we can talk about that. And that obviously says, ain't klisharz mekash alami das. You can't get that unless you have a das here. Without a das, it can't be mekash. And he says, not only that, if the Kohen's not going to have das, maybe it'll be kosher v'stam, but you need the das bailum. If you don't have any das bailum, you can pull everything out from underneath it, and there's not going to be a Kedusha. And that's why after post shchita, well then the hafar of the baal won't be able to undo it. There's a shita mubet in 63. I thought that was maybe couldn't explain along those lines. Basically, he's just trying to show there is a result of a chalos of my das. And now, if you were to pull away my das, the chalos of the kedusha hakadosh of the avoda would be pulled away. And therefore, Yevon Lanani is relevant to kachim because it's a clear result of my maisa is giving results in chalosim that should happen because of what I did, and therefore it should say Yevon Lanani. Okay, he has a Gemara in Tzadik 10 too, in Sabal 10 and in Zvachim as well. Okay, now I remember the Mara Mokum that was Shaya to what Eli Nassim brought up, that in the first paragraph when they talk about the same particular Shaila of Avoda, Etan Shalu Shema, Yevon Lanani, why do you throw out the entire Korban because of that? So the Brisker Rav is going to see it as a Kodesh in Source 56. He says, that's a psul machshava. You can say it's an avoda and throw the Yavon Lahani and on the machshava part of it and say, hey, I did a vaisa. Right? Look at me, my maisa. You can break down my maisa into machshava and my maisa. So I did not fear with my machshava. That's Kishmak. What does that have to do with my maisa? And then there's the question, says, yeah, Taka, that might be dependent on those two answers in Dalam and Beis, whether Psole Machshava or Psole Agov or Psole Machshava, not. As Rebbe spoke about in the beginning and the second Chabur. So, and then the Chavetz Chaim and the Chavetz Aris, the quote is a different approach, but it's Gishmak with these Achronim, I think. If the Achronim, none of them really quote this Chavetz Chaim, but if they would have seen, I think they're speaking the same language, 57, to what I quote from the other Briskers, in 67, 68, the chronim that talk about that you need a chalos with a das, and kachim is not going to be a chalos because your das is bal memelo. It's a gishmak idea. Just wanted to add two highlights onto that, and then dive into some of the nafkaminas. One of them is kachim might be totally outside the world of a maisa creating a chalos. In one respect, maybe tokei dibur, kedibur, I mean, it works by kol tar kula. Except by the Avodah Zarah and Kedushin. And the Rambam Pirshanayas has another example, maybe Hektish as well. And there's also Niyan. So what's that? Why is Hektish different? Maybe Tokar Dibra doesn't work. It's a Kriya. We call it B'dad Hacha, that if a guy does Kriya within Tokar Dibra after the guy died, it happens the same time. That's a long, so it's the shortest unit of time Halacha recognizes. Wait a minute, but then why was it by Kachim? The Mikdash David proves this from the Gemara Tevavim and Alpha that the Kavanah Shul Lishma took the Dibur to Azrika of a Chatas Ha'ov is ineffective. I took the Dibur to Dibur. The Chazon Ish basically says that it should work, and it's a very difficult time reading that Gemara. Mikdash David said the Dibur doesn't apply to Kachim. Why not? So I wanted to say like this, the Kuntras Shurim and the end of Nedarim has a big piece on the topic, where can we say Tokar Dibur Dibur Dami? Discusses that Rambam and Lance by True of a Hektish, and he says there's two approaches. One is that it's a Dindir Abundant, it's a design to Kachin Tokar Dibur to undo a Hektish. Okay, fine. That's Dindir Abundant and Enochanami, a very important part of it. However, he brings a Machmet Frayim, which I thought was more fundamental and more relevant to this discussion. He says it's a Maisa Siluk that I'm doing over here. I'm doing a Maisa that, and I'm leaving something over for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to take over. I've done something, I shall have it on my like the Shem Yishmael was discussing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is milmata milmala. I start over here, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu finishes the job. You can't say about that. Tokadi Dibra, oops, sorry God, I'm taking that back. Hashem just had a ritzoy over here. I have no shaykh to that chalos. That's not my chalos to touch. Tokadi Dibra, Kadibra, I can take back a kinyan I made. I'm a bailum on that. I can make a tzna on that. I have no shaykh to this after I left my hands. That's, and I said this to Rabbi Packer, and he said, yeah, it could work. And I think the Zechariah took my talk to be saying something dumb into this. Every avod I'm doing is a new hakdasha. Just like the Ram said, you're talking to Dibur Kedibur, it doesn't work on the Hakdasha, the path. When I say this is a Ola, I can't take that back to a Dibur, because fundamentally it's a vote of Siluk, it's out of my hands, and now it's in Nimshul Lagavoa, it's Hashem's world. So too, every Avoda is a new Mekarabit, according to the Tachlito. That's a new Hekdish. I just created from step Kedushas Damim to Kedushas Aguf by Menacha, and then from Kedushas Aguf to Kedushas Korban. Every step along the way is a new Hekdish. I can't take back with Togan Dibur. The other, I thought, advantage to this Mahalif was discussed by the, maybe, relevant to the Mochamos in 64, that it was discussed by Rabbi Willing and others, that Kavanah, according to Rabbi Yeshua at least, Kavanah is not necessary and plays no role in Kadshim. Most other mitzvahs, we say, it's a Shreichel Kavanah. Without Kavanah, sorry, dead on the floor, it doesn't work. If you do Lulav Shofar, Mitzvah of Kavanah, Mitzvah derives without any Kavanah, it's not going to work according to the way Pascha, whatever, it's Machlok, it's Mar, it's great. What about Kachin? Says the Ramban, you obviously don't need it. How do I know? For example, it says, if you call Shofi and Tafavam and Al Shofi, Kachin, the Shem, Kulin, Kosher. He says Kosher. Although that's the discussion, but why I didn't have Kavana for it? So says the Ramban, you don't need Kavana, but Mitzvah's fine when it comes to Kachin. Why? He doesn't explain. My explanation, I think, could be relevant to these Brisker Harm in the Pal way. Unlike the Zefer Yitzchak who said, you see, Das is critical to Hakdasha and Kli Sharis Mekadesh Al Midas, and that's why he thought Yevon Lani is relevant. These Achronim are saying, it's not 100, yes, you need Das. And the Dasik is going to pass, yes. They agree some minimal level of Das. But the Das that's creating this Hekdish is not coming from you. That's being really supplied by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That Das is, so therefore it's not necessary to have Kavana, the mitzvah that you need by every single other mitzvah that's done Melmata. You're being Mekadesh the soul with the tools we have in this world, by Kachim, that's not the way it works. Once a Kachim was taken over from the Kedosh's path and on, and the Avodah, and every step along the way, a Kachim is being Mekadosh, what I'm doing, being Ratzah, what I'm doing, I can't take it back to the Dibur, and the Kavanah is unnecessary. That's an approach I would suggest. Okay? Now, for answering some of the questions and not the reasons. Yes.
I just wanted to use
that
interpretation for the other examples in the Garm that totally different doesn't apply to. I mean, he's used that sort of
Mekadeshes and Gerushin. It's like 10 pages. I read two columns. The two columns there, he doesn't. He discusses Truma. That, but it could be. I'm not sure. There, I would more likely have think that those are Tali and Achalos Kenei Adam, because it's Benanul Chavero, but these are much more similar to Benanul Atzma or Benanul Hashem, that Hashem has a role. But yeah, it could be. Don't know. Okay? 67, 68, just in one sentence, is how the Achronim answer up Rav Shach's point with the Shtuya Yayin Pri Rosh, is those are kosher, but yeah, there's no shaykhus to Yevul Mahani because it's a status issue. I am in the status of Shtuya Yayin Pri Rosh when I do this, and that's the way the formulation of the Rabbim and others. It's not enough Maisa oriented issue. You can't talk about Yevul Mahani in that type of situation. That's a technical answer, important. Not for now. Here we go. Efshu L'taki Daf Tevav Amid Aleph. Itmar, the Gemara says, let's discuss, could you fix an avodah that's wrong? Allah Hazar, what happens if I have a lacha of a zar? Could I fix it? And then a kohen comes and takes it back and returns it. Plikabo Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Yanai, Chanamar Kosher, Chanamar Puzzle, Mar Sabra Esher, the twin of Mar Sabra Lacha, the twin. Could you fix a vote or could you not fix a vote? Says Rashi, wait a second. In all of the Masechta, like, we don't talk about this very much. In all of the Menachos, we hardly talk about this. How come over here we talk about this over here? Why by halacha? Like, we've been talking about, let's talk about a bunch of other avodas. So says Rashi, because, let's see. Shlita! You can't reverse shlita. Try it, as you may. Doesn't work. Halacha, we could discuss. Kabbalah, it's a Mishnah. Vada, you can return. Zrika, Rashi implies his language with theme, Zrika, sounds like that too could be fixed. Let me just find what he says. Is it that okay? V'chein zrika, right? Just like the Mishnah says, you can take back something that Kabbalah is possible. You can take back zrika. It's obvious. Things that are obvious we're not going to talk about. Implied in Rashi is this whole discussion. Eshel Atakin is a sugya that's relevant to all of Kachim. It's a Kachim sugya that belongs everywhere. We happen to talk about it by the things that are controversial, but everywhere else it's just going to be pushed one way or the other. Shlita is irreversible. Sounds like an absolutely practical factor. All other voters are obviously possible to rectify, as opposed to halacha might not be. Okay? Sounds, that's the explanation of what Rashi says. There's a Mikdash David that in the same piece where he says, you shouldn't try to learn from Shlita, because you know what Shlita is? Shlita might, not Shlita. Don't learn from halacha, because halacha, bizarre, might be entirely different, because halacha is something that, it's just a physical question. In terms of what makes something an avoda, most other times it's a chalos, a kiruv. For halacha, what makes an avoda is because it's a physical, bring something close to this bear. You close the gap. And now, I've done that by a zar. You know what I do? Take the step back, reverse it, and bring it back again. He says, that's something that's Eshel Latakim, and that's the only thing that's Eshel Latakim. Because maybe it's similar to like what we talk about in Shabbos, Malacha Garua. If you do a Hotzah on Shabbos and you take it back, okay, that's not like Hana Yashir by Azamir Lanafri and by other things. You've done nothing to some degree. Yes, in Halacha it matters, Hotzah. But it's a different type of Malacha. As opposed to every other Avodah, you're creating something here. You're doing something that has a physical nafkamina and chalos nafkamina in kedusha, as opposed to halacha. It's just a physical question, okay? And you have efshel levala in the first place anyway. You see, it's a type of not critical transcendental avoda that changes things. It's a transitional avoda. It just moves things along. If you take it back and bring it back, efshel attacking. It doesn't seem to work with this Rashi, who thought it was a question to answer up other avodas why they were different. But maybe you could defend the mixture of it, but that's the first avoda to discuss. Shlita obviously cannot be rectified, and the explanation we're giving right now is because it's practical. I might suggest another approach besides what Rashi is, based on either other Rishonim or Achronim, that the Kachi Yeshua brings. It could be the reason you can't fix Shlita is not because Rashi says, yeah, it's impractical. Yes, that's true. But maybe there's something else that's happening here, which is your Birur Chela Gavoha every time you do a Shlita. You take out the blood. And you've chosen certain blood to be now collecting klisharis, some of the Dama Nefesh, and that blood has now received the Kedusha's Chelik Avoa. That was Maisa of Birur. It's not a Maisa of Hektish. It's not a Hektish thing. It's not a Hektish thing. It's rather just a Birur Maisa, a Borur Shaila. That's all you did with this Shchita. So in that respect, maybe we could talk about by Shchita, Yishal Atakin, because Kol Sof, you were mavar or something. Even if we say by other avodas, come on, the leis adami, all the hektish things you did, and all the hektish consciously puzzle, all the things you did, come on, the leis. Maybe you did nothing here. By shchita, akopani, we did something. A raya for this. A nafkamina between him and Rashi. What would we say by something that's comparable to zvachim, but is rectifiable? What would we say by kmitza done by azar? Kmitza done by azar. I did the kmitza. I could just put it right back. What would you say over there? It is reversible. It's practical. So, good thing is, in Kachim we have lots of these chakir spelled out. So, Eshel Atakin is spelled out in lots of places. This is a Mishnah in Menachos, Avav, in Menachos. Rabbanon and Bein Besera. Okay, I'm sorry if I'm skipping around sources now. I'll get to it in 108. But is a machlokas over there, okay? So, according to the way we pass in Rabbanon, you see that kemitza is invalid, it cannot be redone at all, even though practically you can redo it. So you see, there are certain things that are irrectifiable, they're totally not reversible, even though they're reversible, not rectifiable against Rashi. Now, just to answer Rashi, I don't think Rashi necessarily has to worry about this. Rashi is giving a reason that everybody will accept. It is true, Shlita will never, ever be fixable. We haven't yet invented a way to bring back animal from the dead. But It could be for other reasons too. It would be rectifiable. He's not discussing that question. But in terms of shlita, that's why he has to write with al kapanim. He has to write. Okay, that's shlita. Okay, so after the tacking, I think we can discuss specific avodas. When it comes to shlita, you cannot go back. When it comes to kabbalah, body, you could go back. When it comes to halacha, it seems like we have a machlokas. Some say yes, some say no, and then we have something that's a very big sugya that's mamish bordering on this itmar that I just read in the Gemara Tevav, which is halacha shel beregel 73. Halacha shel beregel, and if next week or a different week, Yitz gives on this, or Jake gives on this type of topic, we'll hear more about this particular question, halacha shel beregel. Just to briefly mention it, the Gemara says, what if I do halacha without walking? I pass it from one person to the other, or the Ayel and Shachar, they talk about it, what if I do it in a weird way, I jump, or certain things like that. Stand on my head, or I do hopscotch, or something like that. Would that, it would be a weird avodah. Would that, it would not be derech sheres. Would that be an avodah that's rectifiable? Would that, first of all, be kosher or not? So the Gemara first discusses how similar is this to the machlokas or Bishim Rabbanim. Halacha shel beregel. The bottom line is, we hold halacha shel beregel is no good. And that's what Rabbi Yochanan says. The question is, if you assume halacha shel beregel is no good, Rashi says, what's the reason for that? Because it's weird. It's not the normal way to do the avodah. You're supposed to walk with your feet. Doesn't say that in Torah, but that's the normal assumption of derech avodah. So the question is, can I fix that? I made a mistake. I did by avodah of halacha by passing it. I had a line of kohanim, and I passed it person to person to person, and then the dog got to the bed, and they did the zrika, and then we say, we made a mistake. Could I just walk it back and take it back a second dog? That's the Gemara on the top of the Amud and Tefav of Amud Aleph. First, Rabbi Yochanan says, "Nifsal hazevach, sorry, it's too late. Too bad, too late. Nothing you can do about this. It's gone. You can't be talking." The Gemara says, "I have a brisa that's a tiyufta to him that it is nishbach ala ritzvah asfo kosher. Something falls down the ground, and the Gemara says, even though while it falls on the ground, it's going to be moving. Halacha shelo beregel. Don't worry, that's going to be puzzle. It's going to be puzzle as it is, but sorry, you could fix it. I'll be kosher if you'll pick it up and do a halacha right now. It'll be kosher, so you see it's fixable. Obviously, Tiyufta Rabbi Yochanan, you can't say halacha shelo beregel is irrefutable. Good. So that's the Gemara. There's a Rambam that makes all this matter rather confusing. Because the Rambam, halacha shelo beregel, just to give a few of the pieces of it, just to make it build up a tiny bit. There's a few Rambams I'm making because one of them is in 74, the halacha shel beregel. He quotes the idea that if there's a kohen that's mekabel adam right next to the mizbech and doesn't do any halacha, nifsal hazevach. Okay, now what seems strange about that Rambam is, it sounds like if you cut out halacha altogether, so it's a psul. Question is, okay, that should be a question of if you're after levatel, if you have to do it. But it sounded like in the Gemara more than once, halacha is an avodah, everybody agrees is after levatel. The Gemara, I forget, it was on Daftal, the Gemara brings it up, and it doesn't sound like it's only in Rabbi Shimon. Okay, that's one interesting thing in the Rambam. Also, then notice the language of nifsal hazevach is similar. Okay, is an extreme formulation of this idea.
Rambam
says halacha three times. Nifsal hazevach. Okay, good. Right? It does sound like, I don't know, this I can't make from this Rambam alone, but it sounds like a tiny bit. Okay, this is going to be a little bit implausible completely, but nifsal hazevach is yishal attacking. A little bit like when the Gemara said Rabbi Yochanan said halacha shel beregel psula. It must be alma lashon l'tikune. Okay, the kind of order there deals with how did they know from what Rabbi Yochanan said psula means yishal attack. Okay, could say the Rambam also is thinking that is yishal attack. Now that's not going to stand up, but it's still noticeable the Rambam uses a strong formulation. The reason it's not going to stand up to say the Rambam thought yishal attacking is because there's another Rambam. 75, let's see. Okay, it's a diuk. It's not absolutely obvious anyway. But that there are certain things that you could fix. If you give it to somebody, if you give it to the puzzle guy and just take it right back, that's a mishnah, you can fix that. And Yasser the kosher, and he'll take care of it from there. And if you have a puzzle guy do the Kabbalah, the same again, then we'll have to describe it, but discuss it more. But that's called Nifsal HaZeva over there. The Rav Chaim learns that it's not, I have to see if there's a more Mepurish Rambam, someone knows it, please tell me, that the Rambam holds on halacha shelo beregel efshel letakune, like the Maskana of the Gemara. I don't know if it's a Mepurish Rambam black and white, but I'm not going to argue on that point, even though in 74 he has extreme language. Okay, the Rav Chaim is asking the simple following question. What caused the Rambam to paskin by halacha bazar that it's Yishal Tikkun? Right? Why did the Rambam pick halacha bazar? Sorry, you can't fix it. Right? It's a machlokas, Rabbi Yanir, Bnei Rabbi Chia. Why? How do you know? So the Kesef Mishnah said he learned from Rabbi Yochanan. Now, he learned from Rabbi Yochanan who said what? Rabbi Yochanan said, Halacha shelo beregel, abnormal avoda, yishlo tikkunah. He learned from Rabbi Yochanan, who was very chashuv of Mora, which he learned from him, what we should say over by halacha bazar. Everybody, lechamishah, everybody asks, wait a second, we don't follow Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, so it could be we learn from his havamina, we learn something important. There's going to be another approach that I thought very nice from the Taras HaKodesh. I don't know if I put it down here or somewhere else. Taras HaKodesh says the Rambam has a big klali view on Efshel Letakin, and he compared all the avodas to each other, and he learned that psul of halacha shel bizar is puzzle and the Efshel Letakunei because he compared it to other avodas, for example, kamita. And since we paskin by kamita to Efshel Letakin, we paskin the same thing over here. Rav Chaim didn't take that answer. Rav Chaim said it's a psar pshuta that the halacha is halacha shelo beregel is efshel letikune and halacha bazar is efshel letikune. He says he brings a small raya in the Gemara because the Gemara, when it's discussing the halacha bazar, does not bring the rayas that it brought earlier. He says obviously these are totally different questions. It's not just a global question. Could you fix things that went wrong? There's a million things. You have a computer that goes wrong. There's a small thing with the software and the big thing with the hard drive. It's not a big one-chol question. Efshel letikune says Rav Chaim. Rather, they're two entirely different questions. Absolutely, the question by shelo beregel is a question when I did something that is weird. It's like I didn't do it at all. I didn't do it properly. I served the food in a weird way. Okay, maybe it's like I didn't serve the food. Okay, you know what? Go back, do it again, do it properly, learn how to do it, and it'll be fine. That's what Rav says. The svara why we should paskin halacha shelo beregel is fine is because that's not intrinsically imprinted upon the korban as a psul. As opposed to, because it's just something abnormal. You can say, come on, the laces on me. Says Rav Chaim, when it comes to halacha bazar, nasa's avodas, halacha b'psul, nasa davar haposla, ki dekaim lanzar mechala avoda. Akor chach yesh l'tagi. Okay? The Rav Briskarov says the same thing on, I think it's Tevav. He says the same thing, he spells out Rav Chaim a little bit the same sort of way. It's a svara pshuta to say that we should hold Kabbalah, that halacha bazar is going to be possible because it obviously makes an impression.
So, we're going to explain why we're allowed to say a tirofto on the halacha of regal, you should have the kune, passing, but there's still a shiva by Rav Chaim.
Right, so I didn't quote the first paragraph. I thought Rav Chaim was asking on the Kesef Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah is asking that.
Right, meaning that's just explaining why there's a chil opinion and you can't make assumptions from Rav Yochanan's discussion of Halacha Shel Beregel to Halacha Bazar. It doesn't say per se why the Rambam decided to paskin. That's why the source that you were bringing before of Kmitza would be a reason why the Rambam would decide that he wants to paskin that it's possible. It's definitely Mechulak, it's definitely distinct from the question of Halacha Shel Beregel. And then the Rambam decides that he even wants to go all the way and end the paskin.
Right.
Halacha Bazar.
Yeah, so the Kesef Mishnah brings that as well. Yes, I'm reading the part of the Kesef Mishnah that brought the reveal on. Yes.
No, it's not.
The other part of the Kedek has a visual definition already has one.
Okay, so I'm highlighting the hard part. Yes.
I'm saying it's not much about the Gemara. It's not like Rav Chaim's not a Chiddush.
But Rav Chaim doesn't need to be reinventing. But I think he's saying a nice categorization of it. And yes, I think probably you could have said it on your own, but yes, it is clear, very clear in Rav Chaim. The reason I said the way I said is because... yeah, you know what, actually, he doesn't actually ask on the Kesavishan. I don't see him asking on the Kesavishan. Okay. Right, fair har. Rav Chaim is really just giving Svaras how to learn this and to separate the two pieces. He's not telling you that's for sure why the Rambam has. You might still need the Taras Kosher. Okay, fine. But bottom line, he does like the Svara, and he is explaining how you can separate these two things. In his view of the world when it comes to Asher L'Takein, he does believe, similar to Rabbi Kiva Eiger, that when we're going to think about Asher L'Takein as an Afkamina of Psulei Avoda, he's going to say, if you think there's a Chalos Psul, it's going to be Asher L'Takein. Okay? And that's why, I won't say that that's why the Rambam paskened it, but that's what you see from the fact that the Rambam did pasken Asher L'Takein, that equates to the fact that Avoda Psula is a Chalos Psul. Clear in that phrase, okay. Similar to Rabbi Kvieger, he made an equation between this sugya, this is a nafkamina, one means of avodah psula, and it really leads to could you fix it, okay? Okay, I'm gonna leave out some of the other sources. So, yeah, yes. Yes.
And the lead comes on. It's not about whether there's a psul or whether there's no psul. It's still making whether there was a halacha and there was not a halacha. By halacha shel regel, so shmei halacha, there was no halacha. By a lead comes on, there was a halacha and that halacha was
psul.
Right. But the psul he's making is whether there was no halacha or whether there was a halacha. He's actually more in line with Rav Shach was asking.
I don't see that. I thought, isn't he saying that avodah psula is that there was an avodah here?
No, it's not. But that's there's two questions. The question of Eshel Sakin, Yeshel Sakin, has two facets. First of all, what happened and was it a psula? So the look that Rav Chaim is making is halacha shel regel is lo shema halacha, no halacha took place.
Yeah.
Masha inkin by halacha bizar, a halacha did take place, and then halacha had a psula.
No,
so,
right.
So Rav Shach asked under Rav Kiva Eiger.
He's saying more than that. He's saying it's posel, not that.
It's a posel.
He's not saying that halacha shelo beregel is not physically a halacha. He's saying al pidin it's not a halacha, and he's saying that the other one is a dabra posel.
Halacha beregel.
It doesn't mean it's physically not a halacha. It's al pidin.
It's not lo shema. Isn't lo shema halacha means that we don't mean
al pidin.
Al-Pidin is not a halacha.
Right. But bizarre, it's not a lack of...
There was a halacha.
Right, but he doesn't mean physically. He means that more than that, there was a posel in there. He's not describing their tzias. He's describing...
Doesn't he have to be saying two things? A, there is Al-Pidin a halacha, as opposed to halacha shel regel, which Al-Pidin is not a halacha.
But it's not because there is a holacha, it's because there's a holacha, which is poselis, which is worse than the absence of holacha.
The contrast he's making to holacha shel regel, holacha shel regel is...
Al pidid, not a holacha.
It's
like chukilo lo nasa.
Meaning, hashda sachi, it could have sufficed for, why wouldn't it suffice for a time to say holacha shel regel is al pidid a holacha, just being shel regel is not a posel.
That's what he's saying. I think that's what he means.
When he says not halacha, it's even,
he means al pidin, it's not a halacha. As opposed to saying that something is a halacha poselas, which is worse, because then it's not actually talking. I'm saying the language is the hecha de holu tzar harinasis avodas halacha bepaslos. It's nasa bepaslos, not that it's just psul. The nasa ba davar ha posla. Those extra words are telling you that this is poselet, because it's a maisa zar, and maisa zar is a davar posel.
But aren't there
But as opposed to the Masha Enkein Halacha Shalabrayta, the Lo Chashiva Halacha Klal. But Al Pidin, that it's a psul, therefore it's not a halacha. It goes to the categories. That's what you're trying to get from it.
Yes, I think I meant yeah.
Why is it a zar? Because it's not a halacha.
Right, because you don't even get that far.
Right.
That's fine. Because you have to have a chavos. Because that's if you have the two together, so then you're saying, it's like, you know, you did a davar she'en bo shiur, and you know, notice to be like just like pigal and all the shmo. You have to do things that are otherwise shayach to being a chavos avoda, so then you're doing them avoda the poseles. Right, and here, you know, you're not doing that. So because the first one is al pidin already, is al pidin, not halacha. So therefore, it's not a halacha poselas because it's a. That's the code. But it's not because I think what you're trying to say is you're kind of missing the. You're saying, oh, he just thinks lemaisa, it's not a halacha, but as opposed to a halacha bipsul. I don't think it's halacha b'psul, it's halacha b'posa. It's no, posla.
I wasn't challenging the posel shivo, but I guess, meaning, I don't know that, so I'll put it in these words, I don't know that replying would agree to Rabbi Akiva Yeager's.
I'm not sure about that either.
Meaning, fully, but just because when Rabbi Akiva Yeager says, well, nafkamin would be when it's after the saki or after the saki, Rabbi might still say, but no, because if it was a wechozar, even without the added pasuk that it's in Mechalel, haray al pidin, it was a holacha, and it was a holacha b'psul, so maybe I would not.
Well, but it's supposed to be something which you can't walk back, so it's supposed to be something that imprints that either the avoda or the korban. Otherwise, why wouldn't you even talk about it?
But that I might just know from.
Understand the extra words. Benasa Badabar Haposla, as opposed to what he said. If he just said the words, I don't want to be dying. The Hecha the Holy Chazar Harinasa Savoda Haolechas Bepaslos, that's kind of a neutral phrase, right? And then you could say, oh, that's a contrast to, you know, Lo Nasa Olacha. But by adding the words, which are otherwise gratuitous, Benasa Badabar Haposla, right, what he's saying is not only was there a maisa bipsul, the maisa bipsul was posel, and that's something that you can never take back. I guess if you want to contrast it, you could say that he did heavy lifting and extra, you know, articulation on the halacha bizarre part, but he left us a little bit, you know, impoverished on what he really thinks about, you know, halacha shelo beregel. Like, does he think that's halacha bipsul, but not with the davar haposla? Or does he think that that's not even halacha? I guess it could be three categories.
The line before it, he's described it.
Right, but I'm just saying, at least on the halacha bizarre part, I think the extra words and the rest of the piece show that at least he thinks is in the category of posel, which is probably what he would say about something like, the Mishmar people, those kind of things. I guess on the halacha shelo beregel part, you could still wonder.
Yeah.
The words before I thought sounded like even by the halacha of the regal.
Yeah, I think.
Given shalosh shmei halacha ha'adayin lo naset shum avoda klal. Lo naset shum avoda klal means it's like I did nothing here.
Right.
Okay, so maybe go in jumping 1 to 3, but I think at least he's painting the picture. I don't think he has to do it all with Kiyager. I do think you do see there's a halos psul in it. As we were saying now, by Kabbalah, by a halacha bizarre.
Yeah.
Just to skip over this Nezer Kodesh as a Geshmak, so it answers lots of parts of the Rambam by halacha shel beregel, but he learns from Yerushalmi a whole different sort than Reb Chaim. It would come out that even halacha bizarre could be an avoda, but a avoda that's with a psul. Sorry, avoda. I said wrong. Avoda bizarre is like nothing happened here. Okay. Anyway, the
halacha bizarre
is like it didn't happen at all. His language is Nishbach and Maisakof, strong language. I might be overemphasizing too many. Okay, I'll leave that as a Gojo for now. The question is Rika and Mahu Psul Mahu Shiasa Shirayim is a very important question, right? When we're discussing Shchita, which is irreversible, Kabbalah, which is Stama Mishnah, the body you can return, take back, Holacha is seemingly something that is a machlokas in the Gemara. Zrika also seems to be a discussion in the Gemara. Lamedal in the days, what would be if a apostle person accepts the blood and then is zorik the blood? That's how Rashi explains the Gemara. What does it do to the other bloods that make it shirayim so that it'll never be able to be used anymore? And the Gemara says, "Ein apostle is a shirayim." Rabbi Yochanan answers, "Ela tame." And in Me'ilos Daf Hey, brought a similar thing, except for pigle or tame. Those are basically the only exceptions. But other than that, a psul is not as a shirayim. The Tosas agrees, or the Rabbeinu Baruch of the Tosas agrees, the Rabbeinu Ephraim of Tosas disagrees, and he learns the Gemara entirely differently. Tosas asks on him from the Gemara Me'ilah, but I brought here the Mefarishim Me'ilah and Rabbeinu Gershom over there. Many Rishonim do assume Rashi's reading of the Gemara, which is if a psul is not as a shirayim, it means if you have some other way to fix it, let's go back and fix it. Now, how could he possibly fix this Rika that was done by Psul? So the simple answer, if there's more blood that's still kosher, more blood in the Savra of the Behemoth, go back, get a kosher Kohi, recover more blood, and you do another Rika. That's in fact what it sounds like in the Rambam. I put the Rambam as his own big section. Sheets of the Rambam starting from Source 92. We'll get back to 90-91. I'll just to note that Psul and Machshava are much more serious in this particular question that she'll attack, and I'll get back to you, Beit Hashem. Shitas HaRambam is rather complicated. Other things I'm going to sort of fly over, but just the Shitas HaRambam here, and then maybe one thing later, I'll land and discuss a little bit before we finish and wrap up and summarize. This sugya about the Rambam, just to explain out the questions, is rather confusing, because in Halacha, Terek Aleph, Halacha Chav Zayin, he gives you one impression. And the next halacha, a different impression, and in Perek Yudalid, entirely different impression. So we have to try to figure it out. One halacha, he says, halacha chavzayin over there, that somebody did something wrong in the avoda, for example, a kabbalah that was wrong, if it was halacha, tzadam, lemezeh, or zarku, lemezeh, keel chaso, nifsal zevach. Zevach is destroyed, nothing to talk about, it's ruined. Kibbal kashra, nothing lepsul, if he gives it to him, okay, it can be fixed, fine. But okay, we said he finished the Rambam. This is something that's irrectifiable. Forget it. It's gone. That's halacha chav zayin. At this point, it sounds like in the simplest words of the Rambam, from the first line of that Rambam and the last line of the Rambam, chav zayin, that kabbalah of a psul and our zrika of psul should be yeshu l'taki. These two should be yeshu l'taki. Now, what happened to the Mishnah? So hold on to that. Hold on to that. Because he mentioned nothing here about Davish Rezaber. Nothing. There's actually one other word that's also noticeably interesting, where he says Rika, he says Kehel Chasso. He does Rika Kehel Chasso. Who cares? If he does Rika, that was Shalok Kehel Chasso. It would also be Nifsal Hazavah. We're talking about a puzzle person. So why did the Rambam say, oh, you did the puzzle person, did a shlita, that was Azrika Keel Chasam. That word's unnecessary. Halach Chavchet, he says, he introduces the Mishnah, and he introduces the Gemara Lamedalim. Kibbel, a puzzle, in Nishar Dam HaNefesh, if we got some good blood, we're good to go. Don't worry over here. We're not going to lose any sleep. We can fix it. Chozer HaKosher Makabo Moli Chazer. All right, seems pretty good. If you just read the Rambam in Chavzayin, you'll say, the Rambam just telling you, Nifsal Zebach, strong words, it doesn't mean permanently, it means Nifsal, as long as there's nothing you can do about it. But if you can do something about it, he says, the next halacha, it's a Mishnah. You could fix it.
The Shaharei is also strange. In the end of
Chavzayin. Shaharei, Yeshal Atakin Zebach. Right. That,
normally, you would thought, Yeshal Atakin Zebach, Shaharei Nifsal Zebach.
Oh, he didn't use exactly. Unlike in the beginning, he was talking about the Zevach. Now he's speaking about Dover Zed. I know a more specific.
He's saying here that the reason that Nifsal HaZevach is because he has Shalatake.
Yes.
Normally you would think that he has Shalatake because it's Nifsal HaZevach.
Okay, right. So the fact he pins it on Yeshua Tachin, there was a...
It makes sense.
We should, you know, be skeptical of his language of Nifsal HaZevach. Is that an absolute...
Right. No, right.
Is that an absolute impossible...
It's posim.
Right. Okay, so...
And that would normally be the reason why it's Yeshua Tachin, not the opposite.
Right, so that's an important deal to be made. Good. It illuminates on this discussion. It creates no shirayim, and therefore, look, go back and do it. Except the tamei. That's the Gemara Lamedal. Great. Hove who roy lavoda the korban, since he's roy somewhere else, will count it as like a korban in order, an avoda in order to make a kasher. That sounds pretty good. So that's the way the Machane Ephraim, that is the way most achronim learn these two ramans in that. They'll say, learn chavzayim halaydu chavchet. Okay. Reason why I like it, and Rebbe's Dick adds that as well. The Kesef Mishnah, I believe, is suggesting a possible option not like that, and we would leave our questions, you know, that we opened with, and support them to this point, which is as follows. He says, why did the Rambam say Kel Chaso 93? Rabbeinu Kel Chaso Nira, Mashgosh Rabbeinu Kel Chaso, what does it mean? Maybe Kel Chaso Nisa Zedach, okay? But Yoter Nira Davka Kalchoso Shalokal Chaso. But if you do it not the right way, you do a Zrika that's invalid for another reason. Lo Pasul Dalachashiva Zrika. It's like he did nothing, and the Pasul person, the Zar, the only whoever is doing the Avoda, will not end up destroying the Kedusha of the Korban. So what's strange, the Achronim may ask is, but we're talking about this halacha. Any reason that's not fully Pasul? Because if there's more damage of a Sa'avar, it tells you in the next halacha you can fix it. So what's the Kesef Mishnah describing? Oh, don't worry, it's not such a big deal if it's Naseh Ke Shalok El Chasa, you can still fix it. Because it's command delays, I didn't do any Zrika. But anyway, you can get more damage of a Sa'avar. Right? So why did he tell you, oh, there's going to be a Nafkavina between whether it was Zarak El Chasa or Shalok El Chasa? Either way, if there's more damage to the Sabbath, you should be able to go fix it. So the whole Kesef Mishnah is a little bit hard to explain. As well as there's another, there's a Rambam in Perek, Beis and Psalm Megashim also sounds like this idea that you could go and fix it. And then in Perek Yudal in 96, in 98, also Me'ilah spells out the same thing, but in 96 there's another challenging Rambam. Which says, this is about an important... Yes. Right. What was it? In Chav Zayin, he's saying, if there's Moshe Javish of Mizra, right. Right. That's what... Wait, but, and, but if I do it in a way that would be Kel Chaso, and I was a Zar doing it, Kel Chaso... Yeah, but then besides being against Rechaim, it seems to be against the simple Chav Chatz. No, isn't that hard to explain? Chav Chatz says if there is still more damage to the Sabbath, I can fix it, right?
Right.
Okay. And Chav Zayin, he said. Possible the damage of the Mizra. Okay, very good. Yes. Thank you. Yes, you can explain the Kesef Mishnah beautifully without an Adachash. Okay, let me just say that out. I did see an Adachash who said this. Let me say that more properly. Shu is saying like this. You know what? I'm just going to say Rav Chaim, and then I'm going to say it. Rav Chaim explains part of Perek Yudal Halacha Beis, which has a few interesting parts to it. One of them is the following. That if a possible person does voda, shekib al adam in let's say in the third line, echad nepsulim la voda, shekib al adam holich ozaru choshu b'shad avoda mechshava malkom amarshav. This man lo pasul mechshav to levisha in a roy la voda. His mechshavs are invalid, they're ineffective because he's not roy la voda. And the Gemara Chav Vav and Beis Rava says mechshavs only are effective in the right time and right place by the right person. If you're not roy, then too bad, your mechshavs don't count. But then what happens to the zevach? Says the Rebbe, Odu Adam Shekiva. That blood you got, Mr. Pussel. Sorry, the Zara you got, that blood is no good. Shabbat Lama, throw it out. But go get some other blood. Nishar Dam Nefesh. If there's more blood in the Safra, go get that. So says the Achronim, I don't understand. Mimanashach. If the Zrika of a Pussel person creates Shirayim, it makes Dihui, it messes up the Korban. So what's going to mess up the stuff? So then why are you allowed to get more Dam Shabbat Safra? If it doesn't, then why am I Yishabach Lama, some of the blood that I've accepted already and did Zrika from? But already my vote here is like I didn't do anything. Why should it make a, or even if it did something, then it shouldn't have any effect on the other blood. If there's no effect on the rest of the korban, why should it have effect on this blood? Reb Chaim says, at this point, I'm going to start flying. Reb Chaim basically says, there's two dinim here, one's Shirayim, one's Dihui. It doesn't make Shirayim on the rest of the korban. It'll make Dihui on that chepsa which you were polo on. You were polo on the blood in this Mizrak. And we might see about tefillas, hear about tefillas espa next week. You pull on that, it makes a chalos. And that could be shot in the Kesef Mishnah Shu was saying like this, that there's two dinim that go on every time a pasul is zorik the blood. One of them is this. One of them is that, does it have any effect on the blood in the bowl in which you've done? Generally, says the Rambam and Perek Yedal HaBeis, throughout that blood is gone because you've definitely affected that blood. It's dinim, there's nothing to talk about. It was right to be used and you didn't use it correctly. Sorry, throw that out. The rest of the korban, wait a second, well, it didn't make shirayim. Go ahead, you can use. Nothing happened to that. However, that's only when you do it, kehochaso. Azrika kehochaso will make the blood in the bowl dihui. Masha ain't going to do it so badly that I'm a puzzled person. Plus, I do it, shaloke kehochaso, the blood in this bowl is also good, just like the rest of the korban is good. The blood in the bowl doesn't need shalom. I'm going to do that. Okay. There is another explanation in the Kesef Mishnah I was going to say, but that's an even much better reading. Good. The Chazon Ish denies the whole Rav Chaim. That's in Rav Chaim is in 102, 103. The Chazon Ish says he has a whole much more interesting reading in the Rambam, but he thinks it's impossible to say such a thing. The Griz also says like Rav Chaim. Just one application of it. Ibn Ezel says like Rav Chaim. There's another part of Yedala Beis where it's a very, very difficult reading in the Rambam, but I don't know if time allows for that. The Kesef Mishnah sounds like when you add up a certain amount of psulim, so many psulim together, it comes out it's not like any avodah at all. Lishitasa when he's in Parak Aleph by the Zrika Shalok Elchaso. It's not such an easy one to explain. The Achronim don't like it so much. But by Kemitza, I just wanted to say, one Achron, the Shalma Yosef, is a sefer written by Kol Rampanovich. This article is written by Shlomo Yakovson. They had a great idea based on the Rechaim and the Brisker Rav. You can apply some of the rules by Zrika. We say Zrika is fine. Ein Psul is a Shirayim. But you know what? It's not completely fine. It's fine when I have a damage to the side. But the rest of the korban is good. But not Nisal Azavi. You didn't throw it in the garbage. But the blood they used in the that was no good. It's a mini Psul. That mini Psul could be carry over. Could be the same thing that's going on with Kemitza. Why? Because the maisa you do to the tefillah etzba towards that bowl of blood is what possibly makes dihui in that entire blood. The same thing is happening when you do Kemitza. When you do Kemitza, you did a chepsa on part of it as ramification for the entire bowl of flour that you're doing Kemitza on. That's how you could defend, unlike the Taras HaKodesh, you could say this explanation to explain the Rambam and the Chivukim and the different avodas. I'm going to actually skip all the other different avodas, Efshel Tak and Efshel Tak. Some of them are fun, but I really want to get to one other thing, and we'll wrap it up. Okay? Which is, the Stipler asks the following question. Stipler, based on a source that I had, I think, in 1991, that Psulim Achshav are Efshel Tak, according to everybody. Chavzayim and Al Rash over there says, even Shul Olishma will never be able to be fixed. Even if you think that Kabbalah you can fix, and Zrika you can fix, sorry. If you have Shalom Lishma, too bad. Nifla is whatever it'll cause to the korban, it'll cause. Pigle, not able to be redone. The Shidin Mikubetsa says this in Menachos as well. Brisker Rabban Da Be'ez in Menachos says this as well. Can't undo it. The Kael Yaakov, why? If you can fix a puzzle of Avoda, why can't you fix a puzzle of Shabbat? Says the Kael Yaakov like this. Psuli Avoda relate to specific actions that are being done to build up the skeleton of a korban. They are being makariv a makariv a korban l'tachlito. And every step along the way, perhaps if I do it wrong, that action I did wrong, let me cut it out. and replace it with something that's correct. Maybe that's fixable. It's bad, it was wrong. If I leave it the way it is, it's going to end up being a problem, but you can fix it. However, a machshava psula relates to the shame zeva. We see that by machash me'avod levoda, we see that by the lishma, we see that by Rebbe's chavu second chavur, by many of the way the Rambam formulates, it relates to the shame zeva. And the machash me'avod levoda, the Rambam's language is all the machshava sort of add up to your machshava adzrika. It relates to the shame korban, to the shame bailam. It's a much more overarching general question about this ritual of the korban. Says the Kilas Yaakov, you can't possibly fix that. If at any point you've created a psul on that, it torpedoes the entire korban. But you can't cut out that section and say, like, oh, let me fix it. That will also just explain, in terms of whether or not Efshel Latakin is a Givaldic Raya or not a Raya, to answering Mikdash Javis Chakira, in the Briskah, the Rav, in the same place, Menachos Aviz, and I saw Yad Eliezer, Serum Tafer, that discussed this at Len, says that it could be you could fix avodas, and it doesn't mean it's commanda lesa. You don't have to take the mabi. If I were to say, I have a proof, Rav Shach's proof, look, Kabbalah you could fix. Don't you see, Rav Kiri is wrong, that the Tzar, absolutely the Tzar, don't have, that they obviously don't mechal, they don't have a create chalos. You see, Rav Kiri said they're mechalal. How can I possibly fix it? You see, Rav Kiri is not right. So Rav Briskah says, not true. You could cut out that section, replace it, and you'll go ahead and fix it. You have to create a chalos while it's here. It's temporarily nisal and zevach, the Rambam said. But it doesn't mean it can't be fixed completely, as long as you can cut it out. It's an isolated section. I had a shita lo nilo mi in me'ila, I thought it was gishmak raya for that language, in 129, in kibo puzzle, v'zarek havi maisa de kosher iker. It doesn't mean that the psul's avoda went away entirely. It was just tafel to my kosher avoda. It becomes iker and trumps and overarches and overshadows the puzzle avoda. Okay, I think that's enough why it could be kosher. Now, the Kachi Yoshua has a kasha that he says he doesn't have an answer to on this Kilas Yaakov. He says, I don't care how you can say the Kilas Yaakov, that there's a difference between, machshava, it relates to the shame zevach, and it's overarching, and torpedoes the entire thing, and probably is worse in some way, and being machal the entire korban, as well as every other avoda psula. But do you see the opposite phenomenon? And in Rabbi Yehuda Shita, or Tosus, maybe even with Rabbi Shimon Shita, by Azar, it would be Yori for Rabbi Yehuda. However, by Azar and other psulim. However, by Amalo Yerdu, by Bidiyevit, if you do a psulim, Tosus Amachanam Abis, leave it there. Bidiyevit's caution. Says the Kachi Yeshua, oh, one second. Don't you see that there's much, it's much better when you have a psulim machshava? Things are left in much more intact. There's much more kedusha still left in this korban. Lefian, I think maybe you could say, and Rabbi, I think, will help explain this, perhaps, and with the many mishalim could be said for this, but perhaps one way is that a person that breaks a bone or something like that, you could take an x-ray and there'll be something you'll notice. However, if they have they could have a really bad cold or fever or flu or something that's really bad, that you could take the x-ray, you won't notice it at all, MRI, whatever, you'll notice it. But looking at the person, you'll notice physically, they'll be in a lot of pain or whatever, they'll be in a worse state functionally. It could be, let's say that the fever wasn't a sign, the fever was, it was something that will kill him. His bones are all intact, but it could be lethal. And you look at him, you'll see it. As opposed to the MRI and the CAT scan, they'll miss that. The skeleton's all there intact. The bone that's missing, it'll change the skeleton, whatever, the broken bone, stuff like that. You'll see a difference in the global picture. However, it's actual attack. It's something that can be there. So when we're talking about avoda, they build up the skeleton. They define what makes avoda. And that defines the korban. And in that sense, the eshel attacking sometimes. If you've taken out a section of it, could be we'll be able to replace that. That's like the bone being broken. Sometimes that's fixable. Masha'in came, absul. Makshava is the eshel attacking because it relates to the general health of the entire person. If the guy got the West Nile or whatever, something deadly disease, it's going to be over. And now the country issue is question, I'm all over here, dude. The answer is, when you put some all over here, dude, there's a kishmak, it was there of Ram or Sameach. Nasalach Moshama Zbeach doesn't need a Maisa Hakdasha right now. It doesn't even change for Halachas Me'ila at all. It's just it's an avod in certain ways, but when you have something that's put on the Mizbeach and it stays there, Malo Yerdu B'Di'Evit, it means there's now a new opportunity for the Mizbeach and the Kaddishin to give it a mini ritzui to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not because of my avodah that happened in the past, but the zveach of Mekadosh to give it this way. It all needs to be, and not because the old Kedush allows it to say that we have it, it's just that the skeleton's all there. The zveach of Mekadosh HaRoylo, the Rash over there, and Pegimol, just, it needs to be Mevaruch Chelik Avodah. Once I got to Mevaruch Chelik Avodah step, don't worry. You can leave it on the zveach. I have a terrible thing that's a machalah that's going to mess it up. Don't worry. That's a general thing. And I'll replace, yeah, the guy has West Nile, but don't worry. Yeah, that's definitely a thing. But we'll, artificially here, we have a new life will breathe. We'll bring on new Kedusha that the Kedusha on the Mizbech implants into this korban. Rabbi has sort of different lashonas. I think that might be one approach. Just to summarize, obviously, there are things I didn't get to. Other nafkaminas, I'm going to actually leave off if someone wants to discuss them with me. So, you're welcome to. To summarize, the question we asked in the beginning was, what makes an avoda an avoda? And we said, from the Rishonim, three approaches. Rashi focuses on the Gavra. We had the Rima Arlins that focus on the Tachlis. And we had the Rabbeinu Shimshon focus on the Makom. And then, amongst our form, we had the Merome Sada who said, we should focus on the chepsa, at what stage it's at. If I'm being poel on that, then that makes it have an avoda status versus if it doesn't have kedusha hakorban already. Kachay Yeshua said, let's think about the process. Where is it taking it towards? If it's either being the karban towards the death physically or in a kedusha sort of sense, then it's going to be an avoda. Otherwise, it's not. We say nafkaminas for shlita avoda, halakha avoda, and then we discussed the mitzvah Dovid's question about avoda psula is like man the lesa dami. Or is it like avoda with a chalos psul? And we discussed Rabbi Ki Eger, who was perhaps a raya to the side, and he said that it's going to be a mechala avoda because Eilu and Hani would only accomplish so much to say that my avoda didn't happen. However, the minute that we say there's a pasuk, it's mechala, torpedoes the avoda, and generally there's a chalos, and nafkamina for Eshel attacking. However, we had Rashaf's question, but not always true Eshel attacking sometimes. Sometimes it's not always true Eshel attacking, sometimes it is Eshel attacking. And we discussed by Yevel Mahani and different approaches. One of them was from the Briskers that maybe Yevel Mahani is when there's a connection between the Maisa leading up to Chalos, but if Chalos is disconnected, it's Maisa Siluk that's implanted by Kadosh Baruch Hu over there, we're going to say Yevel Mahani is irrelevant. We discussed Te'ochri Dibur and the Kavana question by Mitzvahs, and when it came to the general question of Eshel attacking, each and every avoda and each and every puzzle could have different chalosim and could have different ramifications for the korban. For example, shkita is irreversible. It could be though, on the other hand, it's the entire creation of the kedusha of the korban. In that respect, it might be the most important is avar chelik avoda and Eshel attacking. For that sense, even if it was physically possible yitzur to create to bring it back to life, kabbalah is definitely fixable. Actually, it's only related to the chepsa on which you're touching. It doesn't have any effect, like Rav Chaim said, on the other chepsa, that the other form to spell out. Halacha, though, it could be reversible, maybe the Mikdash David, it's like halam malach garua. On the other hand, we paskin, it's possible, because of the Rav Chaim, it creates a chalos psul by Azar. Zrika, it sounds like it does not create a chalos psul, except on the Dam Shebe Mizrak. And Kamitza might be comparable to the Dam Shebe Mizrak, or Kamitza might be comparable to everything in general, like the Taras Gores told us. Then I was just trying to summarize and give an overview on lots of different things. If anybody has any ha'aras on the svaras I gave in explaining the Kadosh Yeshua or anything else I said, please feel free to discuss them and ask me about them. And I should call. Thanks for listening.